Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredibly important broadcast lined up yet again for you today. We have Paul Joseph Watson coming up in 30 minutes because he's been following the Batman shooting out in a suburb of Denver, Colorado since it happened. And I said day one it had all the hallmarks of a provocateured, drugged-up patsy operation. Countless investigations have been done on this by mainstream media. There have been congressional hearings. There have been massive declassifications. These are real programs and were clearly involved in the murder of people like RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, and Sirhan Sirhan. Clearly set up patsies with the situation with, of course, the leader of the Beatles, John Lennon. The cases, the examples just go on and on. The shooter of Ronald Reagan. Well, now it is in the local Denver newspapers that an inmate who was in the same jail area as the alleged shooters is saying that the reported shooter said that he was under mind control and that had been programmed. Now, I don't just go off what some inmate says. I watch what the police do, and they say, and the jailers say, oh, there was no access. There was no way this could have happened. Well, excuse me, I've got all the news articles, and I've got my team pulling them right now, where they announced that the inmates saw him gibbering and spitting and talking and were right next to him in cells for at least 3 days before he got moved. 3 days. Oh, and the police said they didn't want the giant folder of the top Pentagon psychological warfare psychiatrist connected to giant DARPA mind control programs that, oh, guess what? The so-called shooter, just so happened to be part of those programs and had government grants. That's where they recruit and set up these people. It's happened countless times. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, one of the best examples. Oh, yeah, that came out in court, and that's in the back of the L.A. Times at the time, back during the trial, that he was CIA mind control, that he'd volunteered for MKUltra back in the 60s. Theodore Kaczynski, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. I want to read his writings, by the way. He's definitely somebody that got off the reservation. I don't believe those attacks were mind control. He was on mind control and broke his mind control. And it is chilling to, and I use that word because I just got a chill, it happens, to know when something's staged. Plus, you had the media all lined up and ready. That is just one of the things I've got here. Then I call Ventura up because I forgot to get him on last Wednesday. He wanted to do weekly updates every week talking about the new show coming out for the 8 episodes. Now one of the episodes, the TSA episode's been pulled. It's not going to air. And now they've moved the showtime to a later hour, then moved the day, which is a clear sign of trying to kill it, trying to kill the show. They want to be able to air it and you know, say that it aired, but not have it be very popular. They held the show for 11 months. Jesse Ventura is coming on for a 30-minute update at the start of the next hour, and he'll talk about what episodes may be airing, if any, the last 3 or 4 episodes. Show another trip into censorship there. I meant to get to this yesterday, but now it's a big story today, and I'll give you the rest of the story on women in frontline combat and what's really behind that and how it ties into the suicide epidemic and a lot more and how it ties into the robot drone takeover. And then we'll also get to, 3.5 weeks later, 800 New York City apartment buildings still lack heat after Sandy. But the police have time to charge people for attacking a parrot. That's all coming up as well.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is the 28th day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live, as we are every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That would be 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific, or check your times around the globe. We're not only on over 140 AM and FM stations, but we're also on XM 166, and of course, simulcasting on WWCR 100,000 watts worldwide service shortwave, as well as the free podcast in the listen page at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and the free audio streams there on the sites as well. Okay, I've got to try to be disciplined today because I've got a bunch of yesterday's news that is so important. I've got to get to it that I didn't get to. I've got just incredible amounts of news today that I want to try my best to break down and cover. Now, for radio listeners, we're also simulcasting video feed at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also get you over there because we're fighting the globalist construction of a prison planet by exposing it so that humanity can resist it. And even top globalists, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Hillary Clinton, and others admit the world is awakening to the New World Order and fighting outside corporate imperial operations. But we're not fighting imperialism from the communist perspective of creating a centralized government that can be signed over to foreign banks. The bankers have been funding communism for 130 years at least. No, we're talking about true sovereignty against the mega rich who seek to collectivize our wealth to make us dependent on them. We want to rediscover worldwide the spirit of the Declaration of Independence, the finest document bearing on liberty the world has ever seen, and export it on a planetary scale, what I call 1776, worldwide. Okay. Now, if you are listening on the radio, you can simply go to InfoWars.com. This is a point I've made, but I don't make it enough on air. But if you go to InfoWars.com and you see the nav bar up at the top of the front page, or PrisonPlanet.com, it says breaking news. That's the RSS feed of everything we're putting on InfoWars.com. And then there's also right next to it, top stories. And I think I ought to link that in red instead of breaking news, because top stories is the stuff that we write or the stuff that we think is most important. Because our top stories tend to roll off because so many articles are getting posted out of featured news in just a few hours. That's one thing I like about Drudge Report. DrudgeReport.com is he'll put a lot of the news stuff down low, but stuff that's really important, keep it up top. I'm trying to think of a system to do something similar because, you know, we've got so many writers putting out so much info, they just pile whatever the new thing is on top. And sometimes it's just as important or almost as important, but a lot of times it isn't. And then it pushes down whatever the top story is. But the point is, everyone needs to go into the top story link, but also the breaking news link, because here's the type of stuff that's breaking minute to minute at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. Boom. And that ties into the huge article yesterday where Obama intends to use regulations to ban all semi-autos. Now, I know for listeners, that isn't any new news that they're going to try this. I mean, they ship guns into Mexico to kill people to blame the Second Amendment. They'll do anything. They ran a false flag stage terror attack with Fast and Furious. But now the NRA, now the big shooting blogs, the respected groups that are really focused on the 24/7 say that's the word out of the Violence Policy Center, the Brady campaign. Well, like they said last year, they're going to get our guns by stealth, quote, under the radar. They're coming for all the semi-autos, not just to ban manufacture or sale. You're going to turn them into them. And they want to start a civil war. The only reason this may not happen is because the police and military are not going to follow orders. Most of them aren't. They're starting to wake up. And that's why, instead of just saying, let them come and take it and getting your guns ready to shoot the first person comes to take them, why don't you go out and reach out to police and military now in the info war and work for peace while we still can? Let's try to avoid the 1776 physical end as long as we can. Yeah, the Texas Revolution started when the Santa Ana came to take the guns from the Tejanos and the Texians and everybody. Same thing in 1776 that was just, you know, 50-something years before that. And if they try it, it will be a civil war. And that is one of the false flag plans. The globalists don't care. In fact, they're happy the police and military will get killed doing this along with citizens. They'll take out their enemy at the same time. And I'm going to dovetail that in a moment, why the globalists hate the military so much, tying it into women in frontline combat in just a moment. But here I am. I just read one headline. And there's literally probably 60 on there that are new. And then I've got, and I know I say this every show, it's just so frustrating. Let me just try to control myself. This is not a act here where I can't control myself. I look at one article and then a whole data sheet opens up and then I never get to the next thing. Let me try it now. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. That's in the top story subsection of Infowars.com. The most important section. Move and die. Cop labeled embarrassing by police department. We're going to play that video later, but we're having to cut out all the cuss words. Economic totalitarianism and the fiscal cliff. How they hold you hostage and then raise new taxes that don't get you out of debt. We're going to explain that. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. And Watson's coming on to talk about that. But the police have now come out and said, oh, or the jail guards, oh, he was never around other inmates. We have literally hundreds of articles with the police giving press conferences talking about what he said to other inmates. We have you. We have you at the same jail. And we have the police saying they didn't want the 5-inch folder from the high-level Pentagon psych warfare chief. This woman had headed up Pentagon psychiatric entire facilities, who was assigned just to him, and he was in a government mind control program. This is all on record. A DARPA-funded brain-computer interface program funded by DARPA. That's where they recruit. Just like what we broke a month ago, David Knight, one of our reporters, researched and broke here on air about the EPA pumping gas in on college students who thought they were signing up for a safe test, and they didn't tell them they were doing stuff that could kill them. I've studied MKUltra, I've studied MKNaomi, I've studied all these programs, just the declassified ones alone. They nab people in research projects because that's the cover. They can observe, they can drug different people, they can see who's more suggestible. This is where they do it, and I'm telling you. See, here's the problem. If I gave you all, I'm going to do it when Watson comes up in 15 minutes. There's no point in having him on if I just get into it now. Let's say we got a list of 20 things. There's more than that, but let's just say 20. 20 things that you check if it's a mind control operation. With Holmes, every one of them is checked. Okay? So, it might be that he's a schizophrenic on his own and not mind control, but that is a very low probability. It follows every single signature. It follows every single data point, fingerprint that we expect to see. Okay? That's coming up. Man, it's incredible. Just to know how criminal these people are. I mean, they did Fast and Furious. Of course they did this. Of course they did this. Of course they did this. And the police didn't want that folder. And they said, oh, because the defense was wanting it. And the police were like, no, we don't want that folder. Because they wanted to show that the psychiatrist knew. And the police are like, And the prosecutor, that's the psychologist, psychiatrist, patient privilege. There's no privilege when there's a bunch of dead people. That stuff gets released. Oh, but the prosecutor doesn't want it released. Red flag on top of the 20 data points. Giant red flag. Giant red flag. Humongous. Flapping in your face. Okay. On and on. And now they say no one ever had access, no inmates had access when they gave press conferences about how he was spitting and cussing and gibbering for days on end, not sleeping. And that inmates were annoyed by it. Oh, but no one was around him. No one was around him. I'm sorry, that's coming up. So let me try again. Federal court ruling reaffirms restrictive gun laws. Move and die. Cop labeled embarrassing by police department. Economic totalitarianism in the fiscal cliff. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. That's in mainstream Denver newspapers. Supreme Court puts TSA in precarious position over filming, saying, of course, it's legal and lawful. If any taxpayer money went to the airport, then you're allowed to film in it, unless it's in a private security area where people's private information is like computers. The giant currency superstorm that is coming to the shores of America when the dollar dies. UN Climate Conference, a Trojan horse for centralized power. Explosive interview, John McAfee talks to Alex Jones. Breaking, Western-backed terrorism in Syria. Slaughter Christians in bombing. Lovely photos. I'm being sarcastic before people put out a news release that I'm saying it's lovely. It's called dark satire. Global government now seeks total control over the internet with all the documented links. Open UN announcement of the takeover. End of free speech. Noted gun rights activist warns Obama may skirt Congress and outlaw semi-autos. Boom. Shock video. Cop protects the First Amendment. I'm going to play this today because more and more we're seeing, and I've directed my crew. I said, I want to show when cops do the right thing, too. I don't want to just show when they do the wrong thing. I want to find when they do the right thing, and I want to put that on display. Because I don't want to just sit here and demonize police, then they get more into their own little gang culture, us against them. We need to reach out to them. Now, continuing, top globalist admits New World Order in deep trouble. Cop who ticketed peeing toddler fired. So again, more news on that. Yeah, that's just some of what's been up there. And that's just in our top story area. Then we have the breaking news area. It's a constant news feed updated every few minutes. When we come back, women in the military in frontline combat. Why it's wrong. Straight ahead.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So, Cyrus Jones, live forever.
Hey guys, remind me, after the show today,
when you dig my
when I'm supposed to make those phone calls to call Willie Nelson. I think I'm going to try to go out and interview Willie Nelson out of his house again. Time to get him back on. He's almost 80 now. Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Where to begin here? Women in the military. Women in the military. This is such a complex issue on so many levels, and I like to approach it from the globalist social engineering angle, not from the way it's presented in the media. Through all of recorded history in every culture, women have not been in frontline expeditionary type military forces. They have been backup guards. They have guarded temples. They have been emergency rear guards. No one is denying that women can get into an extremist mode and hack people up and stuff. The issue is they're not as strong as men, and women tend, on average, to break down more when they're hacking people up or killing people up close. And that's just well known in all cultures, in all society. Women also are given to more infections out in the field. This morning, I was listening to 590 AM, and this will take a while to go over, and then Watson's joining us. And they had a Marine call in who'd served three tours in Iraq, and he described sitting for 4 days as a sniper in a bomb crater in Fallujah with a periscope with people shooting at him and waking up with his partner defecating into a plastic bag 8 inches from his face. War is dehumanizing, so you don't put your women in it. And they've done studies on this. You can pull them up. If you're going to have women in combat, it needs to be female units. And then there's a different effect when the women get captured. There's a reason nobody puts women in frontline combat. There's a reason for it. Also, men tend to start having sex with the women. And then there's fighting, and it destroys unit cohesiveness. In all human civilizations, men get together, beat their spears together. The witch doctor says, you're prepared to die, but you're warriors, and you're going to go to the happy hunting ground if you do die. Everybody gets fired up, the pheromones are released, and the men charge off in a column to go kill people. That just doesn't work with women. By the way, I don't hear people saying men need taxpayer-paid-for uteruses put into them so they can have babies. It's not that men are better than women or women are better than men. It's that men and women form the species. And we are two different forms of life from the same species. And there are roles with grizzly bear mammals between male and female. There are roles between male and female dolphins. There are roles between male and female sperm whales. There are roles between male and female deer. And what you're under is social engineering, not even for the equality reasons you've heard. They want women all working whether they want to or not. They want the state raising kids, and they want men dehumanized and their male attributes of rugged individualism gone. And they want women to kind of play the median role of the new enforcer because they've taken a model, a 3,000-year-old model, because it predates Rome, but it's been codified for 2,000 years. And there's handbooks republished on this from Rome, used in the transatlantic slave trade, of how to break up men and women, how to put women in the house, men in the barn, don't let men learn how to hardly talk, kill the strong males, tell the women you're going to kill all the males of their group if they don't dominate them. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. 80%+ of advertising targets women. Men tend to let women run the household and run things. So that role is now going to be brought into society, not to empower women, but to destroy us all. Now I'm going to give you the rest of the story on this when we come back. And this is something I actually want to make a film on in the future and show you all the documents, show you the globalist bragging, not least amongst them, Edward Bernays. We'll break that down. Then Paul Watson's going to join us on CIA mind control. It's now becoming mainstream news with these latest mass shootings, namely the one in Colorado.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Up with women in frontline combat here in just a moment. Hey, don't worry. There's not going to be anybody in frontline combat anymore. You're going to have highly trained tech teams who, from the rear, will command hunter-killer robots. And I'm not talking about Terminator. I'm talking about the Pentagon, DARPA, since the 60s. My grandfather worked on a secret project that I was told a little bit about, but it wasn't anything special. There were all sorts of projects going on for robots to go out and do the killing. That's always been the holy grail, and that's where it's all going to go. But they first have to wreck the military first to get there. But the globalists won't wreck it until they're ready. They're just getting you ready for it. And it's going to be a nanny state enforcer system with men filled with estrogen submitting to women. And because they're the house slaves. Women have been the house slaves in every culture. It isn't just, you know, the archetypal racist style 1920s and 30s movies where you see the black mammy, you know, ordering the black men around. That's real, folks. That's what goes on. That's feminism. That's America. That's what we are. So we're going to be breaking that down because they want us broken apart. It's not that women are bad. It's not that the CIA leading Miss Magazine and helping found it with Gloria Steinem because they wanted to empower women. They wanted to destroy women. And look what they've done to women. They have. And all the Hollywood stars say, don't have a man in the house, you know, raise your own baby. And they sell that idea and they tell young women, you know, go out and get pregnant because they need to break down society. They need warm bodies for the giant prisons. I'm going to finish this, breaking this down in a moment. But first, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. It is the new cover. Maybe we can focus that, or I guess retune those cameras. They were all tuned up just right. Now they're all off again. So I wanted to do that yesterday, but I'll just talk about it right here on air. The point is that InfoWars magazine, this man wants your guns, and it is our best magazine yet. It is our fourth issue, our December issue, and you can sign up for subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv today. And also give that as a gift subscription. You can get 10 memberships for the price of one, $5.95 a month. That's $5.95 a month, and you get 10 memberships for that. That's 59 cents a month per person. Your Christmas shopping is done. Your Christmas shopping is over. Your Christmas shopping is complete, and it supports our broadcast and pays for the bandwidth. But at that level, it makes us break even. The goal is just to get the word out and have our own platform. You create one username and passcode that you can share. So create one that you can share. Don't have it be your passcode to your bank account. Create an easy-to-remember username and passcode, and then give it in a little email or a little e-card or in a hand-delivered card. Say, hey, here's your membership to InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds of films, thousands of shows, live feed of the radio show, the well-produced nightly news, hard-hitting, 7 o'clock every night, incredible, you know, the heart of the resistance, all the information, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go there. It takes about a minute and a half to sign up right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. You create your username, passcode for yourself. Give yourself a membership. Or if you already have a membership, go get another membership. And you can share your username and passcode with 10 people who can be simultaneously logged on with that same username and passcode. So really, it's more than 10 free memberships. But if 10 people were to all use it, the 11th would be locked out. So explain to people, here is your gift membership. It's free. I got it for you. You can tell people I bought it for you. You know, you paid 59 cents a month for it. And then they can go see the films in, well, now we're putting some up there in high def. So PrisonPlanet.tv. And then again, as I said, while supplies last, when you sign up for a yearly membership, you get the next issue plus any back issues we have left. So normally it's more than 12 issues delivered to your door. It's also a great gift. 12 of these delivered. And when we get the camera tuned up later, white balanced, I'll actually show you the graphics and some of the amazing artist profiles and everything that's in the new magazine. Just what a great way with the color glossy magazine. The first issue was in newsprint. It is now color glossy InfoWars magazine, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, finishing up with women in the military, and I need to do more shows on this and get some sociologists and anthropologists on the broadcast. The globalists want to use the military while destroying it because they're now openly coming out. You're going to have robot passenger planes. Those are now been launched in England today. I have that in the news. There are going to be not just robot passenger planes, but robot cars. They're already licensing them in all 50 states. Most states have signed on, or they're in the process of licensing them in all 50. Google NSA cars that also drive around cracking your computer and stealing your passcode and stealing all your data. That's been come out. They don't get in trouble for that total crime because they are globalist. They're above the law. And then they're going to say, oh, these are safer. In fact, they're already saying it. These cars are safer, it shows. You're not allowed to drive the car yourself. You'll be allowed to have the steering wheel and have the feeling of driving, but it will take control when it says you're not safe. In fact, Toyota is now coming out with a new Lexus that actually does that. It's now available, but they're going to, you pay for it. It's seen as a feature up front. It's like, oh, there's a feature. You run out in traffic and get run over. There's a feature. You blow your head off and, oh, it's trendy. Well, let me do that immediately. Oh, it's trendy. I'll be anorexic. Oh, it's trendy. I'll mutilate myself. You know, whatever's trendy, people go out and do. So people go and pay to biometrically scan to get in their car. They go out and they pay to be tracked and watched by an AI computer hooked into the police department. That's now rolling out to make sure kids don't get left in the car and burn up. I mean, you can't be trusted to have a car. You got to be watched. They admit OnStar is hooked into the NSA. So you're like, what does this have to do with the military? Well, see, we're told, hey, women deserve a shot too. They deserve to have the economy shut down, so they've got to join the military and then put on all the gear and stomp around and kick down doors all day and serve 4, 5, or 6, or 7 tours and then be put on amphetamines to keep them up on 3-day missions and then, you know, kill little kids and blow up whole buildings and see people blown in half when men can hardly take it in every culture and statistically are committing suicide at, what, 7 times the previous record. Let's just send our girls in because they're getting the new National Service draft lined up. That's all been fired back up. Congress is moving in that direction once things implode. And you're going to have domestic service that the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, called for a few years ago before he left to go to Chicago. So you've got all of this happening with the backdrop, and it's like, you know what? It's a right. Women, you get to, you know, have all the executive jobs. And then, oh my gosh, now you get to pay all the taxes. Oh my gosh, now nobody's there to take care of the kids. Oh, well, don't worry. The state will. Don't worry, Mom. You deserve some time off. So does Dad. Leave your kids at school till 8 at night. That's now beginning. You go out to the bar, have a good time. We'll deliver the kids back home at 7. Hey, we're getting rid of a lot of the holidays. Hey, we're getting rid of summer vacation. You know, it's not enough to be babysat by the television, the all-seeing eye of Sauron looking at your kid all day. Two-way tracking what they watch via the TiVo and all the systems. So it's sold like the new right of women to be in frontline combat. And what are they doing? They admit police departments, fire departments, they've lowered the standards. Oh, you don't have to be able to pick up a 200-pound person. And by the way, folks, I'm pretty darn strong. Back when I was in good shape, I could bench press 330 pounds. I could squat 650 pounds. You know, I could power cling 230 pounds. I mean, that's not like power lifter, but I mean, you know, pretty strong. Okay? Let me tell you something. I've gone and over the years taken some of those courses for survival and taken courses on CPR and things like that. It's hard to pick up a 150-pound person. Okay, and picking up a 200-pound, that's hard. How about, but it doesn't matter. They just lower the standards. Just lower the standards. And, you know, the men are so hopped up on female hormones now, most of them can't even operate. I saw Austin police cadets a month ago. I shot video of it. You saw it. And a bunch of them couldn't swim. You know what they did? They didn't wash them up. They put them in life jackets. Let me give you a little news flash. If grown men can't swim, they probably were sat in front of televisions their whole life. And I'm going to bet they don't have some other skills they need. I mean, just a guess. You know, if you don't know how to swim, which any animal, you can throw any animal in and they know how to swim by instinct. That's a mental illness if somebody didn't know how to swim. I'm just going to give you a little newsflash. You can take a week-old rat and drop it in water. It knows how to swim. You can take a month-old dog and drop it in water. It knows how to swim. Okay? If a full-grown man doesn't know how to swim, they don't have business doing any job that's rough and tumble. Okay, excuse me. Side issue. Imagine our men are debilitated chicken necks now. Can you imagine the women? But again, that's this all, oh yeah, you'll see macho. They're going to get rid of combat. You're all going to be robot operators, drone operators. Men are done. It's the end of men. The globalists have announced it. They've said it. They don't want John Wayne types. They don't want, that's why they arrest you if you get in a fist fight. They don't want you spanking your kids. They're going to taser them. Or they're going to put them on hardcore drugs when they're bad. You are going to be taught to not defend yourself. They teach kids when bullies beat you up, let them beat you up. They teach you when home invaders come in your house, let them rape you. Instead of fight back. You notice the feminists don't teach women to go out and get guns and use them. I'm for women knowing how to use knives, guns, hatchets. I'm teaching my girls how to fight. I'm going to put them all in martial arts. I'm going to teach them how to kick men in the groin. I'm going to teach them how to knock people's teeth out. I'm going to teach them if they get in a fight, punch somebody right in the throat. Somebody attacks you, attack them to kill them. Somebody assaults you, they could be trying to kill you. So you take them out. That's what I'm teaching my family. I want my women empowered. I want them strong. But see, that's not feminism. Feminism is women pumped full of estrogen on the verge of death, getting cancer when they're 25, and their men pumped up on estrogen. See, men just get lethargic on estrogen. Women get wild-eyed and dominant. It's their testosterone. And that's what all the bisphenol A and all the chemicals are. This is the globalist sick joke. They said they do it in Brave New World. You're like, Alex, that's fiction. Oh, really? Huxley wrote a Brave New World Revisited in 1961 and said it was all real in a plan. So don't tell me. I know about eugenics. I know about the plan. I know what they've done. So they're going to break the military up and screw it all up and turn them into little ninny nannies. And they're going to be called global enforcers of the peace. That's the UN model. With a bunch of women, land in their big Ospreys, robots roll out, and they command them to go take out the, you know, the men that aren't on the hormones. And we're going to celebrate the women and put the men down, and the men are going to be metrosexual, and that's the way things work. This is the attack on men. This is what this is all about, and it's about social engineering within the military. It's about the globalists forcing their way into it. And, you know, I make the joke about, hey, they make taxpayers all over the country pay for sex changes for men and women because you have a right to that identity. And don't think I'm attacking your identity. I'm not even in that radar zone. You want to think I'm obsessed with it because that gives you a bigger thrill that I want to keep you from whatever. You want to go in and have surgery and have your whatever done? That's your issue. I don't need to pay for it. You understand that? But here's the issue. So I shouldn't joke and say men might start demanding uteruses. They're saying with genetic engineering, that's coming. So see, I mean, men demand to be able to have babies. I mean, women are magical, incredible creatures we're supposed to hold up. And then there are some women that are dominant types who will outmale males in the field. That's always happened. There's always been Joan of Arc. There's always been Queen Elizabeth's. There's always been those type of women out there. I quite frankly admire them. There's something pretty sexy about that. But the point is, oh, yeah, I like real women. I like the fire in their eyes, the whole nine yards. But they have the real femininity on top of it. This is an attack on men and women. This is an attack on the family. The messages you see in the culture are there to destroy that. Jesse Ventura's coming up at 5 after Paul Watson joins us via Skype. Paul Watson, you've got a big story up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist. Now, break this down for us, and then I've got some thoughts. Paul Watson.
Well, good to be back, Alex. Yeah, this basically came out of quite an obscure blog about a week ago. It's received very little attention. And it's about the claim of an inmate at the same prison that James Holmes was taken to immediately after the Batman massacre back in July. And he claims that he sat with Holmes after he was, you know, arrested and put in the cell and talked with him for 4 hours. And that he basically told him, the quotes are in the article, that he thought he was programmed by an evil therapist, mind-controlled, brainwashed, to carry out the massacre. He said he felt like he was in a video game. And of course, all this mirrors almost precisely what happened with Sirhan Sirhan in the immediate aftermath of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. So the question of whether the Aurora massacre was staged, whether this guy James Holmes was brainwashed, mind-controlled into carrying out the massacre, remains open. But a question that doesn't remain open is the fact that people can be brainwashed, can be hypnotized, can be mind-controlled to carry out assassinations. Because as recently as last month, the Discovery Channel put out a program called Brainwashed, and that it was run by top experts, Cynthia Myersberg out of Harvard and Mark Stokes out of Oxford University, England. They teamed up with one of the top certified hypnotherapists in the world for this Discovery Channel program. They basically started off with 185 people. They found out through a process of elimination who was the most liable, who was the easiest to be brainwashed to carry out an assassination. An incident that this person thought was a real assassination. And at the end of the program, they were successful. They successfully hypnotized an individual to carry out an assassination. That was Harvard University, Oxford University, England, Discovery Channel, only last month. There was another program about a year ago that aired in England called Derren Brown, the Unconscious Assassin, and it was basically the same premise. They got a guy to assassinate a celebrity live on stage, and afterwards he said he had no conscious memory of doing it. He thought he was, quote, in a shooting range. And
let me stop you. We're going to go to break and come back with this. But this is getting worse and worse because studies show, we covered it in the last issue of the magazine, that people are in a trance-like state because of television. It's put the general public in a highly suggestible, near-dream-like, daydream state. And here's the deal. It was all over the news. I want you to do another article on this, Paul. I got David Knight doing a report tonight on the Nightly News about it. They admit, Paul, and we're going to cover this when we come back, and people can, anybody can pull this up, but everybody remembers this, that the inmates were all complaining of him not going to sleep for 3 days, yelling and screaming and spitting and gibbering. Now they say no one was ever around him to say this, and the police didn't want the 5-inch thick folder with this top psych warfare Pentagon psychiatrist assigned to him, and he was in a mind control program funded by DARPA. This is all mainstream news, getting tens of thousands of dollars a year. I mean, he fits the whole MO, and they didn't want that in the trial. And reportedly in that folder was all the planning for the attacks. All right, Watson, you're joining us now. We could do a whole show on this, the patents on mind control. Sirhan, it's now even in the LA Times, BBC, where the police are saying it was mind control, that he didn't shoot RFK, that they know who shot him. That was in the original report, that he had been drugged. You can give somebody an amnesiac like Halcyon. They give people to have their wisdom teeth pulled. And you could tell them to murder someone, and they would do it, and then not remember it 2 hours later. And you've got this guy in a government mind control program with a government grant under the Air Force psychiatrist who had been assigned to high-level programs, who's then sent out there. She's meeting with him constantly. She's got his folder, which they don't want to release, which reportedly he's talking about how he was going to do all this. And then that's how these people describe who are programmed on the shows you mentioned, Paul, that you linked to. It's like a video game. It's so incredible, Paul. It's so obvious. Please continue.
Well, yeah, then you've got the actual, you know, chain of events itself, whereby you've got people describing gas canisters being thrown from the opposite side of the theater to where Holmes was located. You've got him describing Holmes waiting at the exit door and beckoning someone else over. That's also what he told this inmate. He tried to call somebody during the actual attack. So you've got all that. You've got the fact that his apartment was booby-trapped with these highly sophisticated explosives. People said you would have to be an army explosives expert to have that level of expertise. He supposedly rigs it to cause the maximum damage to whoever discovers it. But the very first thing he does when he's arrested is he tells the police that his apartment's rigged with explosives. Makes absolutely no sense. There's a ton of evidence suggesting additional shooters. The original police reports suggested that.
And he told this inmate that he was under, it was like mind control. He was suddenly out of the trance once he got back to his car. And then the police run out and say, oh, no one had access to him, when it's all on record that for days the inmates were complaining about him, yelling and screaming right next to them. I mean, it's on record that he was in the general jail area, you know, in his own cell next to people. So the fact that they don't want his folder from the psychiatrist, they're saying, oh, well, that's private. We don't want to see that. I mean, come on. This thing reeks to high heaven, Paul.
Well, they're trying to dismiss this inmate's claims by saying he couldn't have possibly talked to Holmes. But yeah, like you said, he described exactly how Holmes would run up and smash his head, bang his head against the prison wall. And that later turned out to be correct. So these kind of circumstances that he's describing suggest that he did talk to Holmes. And the things that he's saying, that Holmes told him he was brainwashed by NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, ties very much in with how it's been demonstrated scientifically that it is possible to brainwash somebody to commit an act of assassination, whether that assassination is real or staged. It's been proven that you can do that. And also MKUltra, you know, Church Committee, Rockefeller Commission, both proved that the CIA was engaged in trying to brainwash people to carry out political assassinations. And of course, the CIA director, 2 years before those investigations, basically destroyed all the MKUltra files before they could properly look into it. So most of those committee investigations are based on other eyewitnesses and people who were involved in the program. The actual documents were destroyed by the CIA 2 years before. So governments across the world have been doing this for decades. It's proven scientifically it can be done. And now James Holmes's inmates said that he told him he was brainwashed by a, quote, evil psychiatrist to carry out this assassination.
And then McVeigh said the same thing. The Death Man inmates who have snuck and gotten on this show with their lawyer in the past confirmed. And McVeigh, who was his doctor, the number two in psych warfare in the congressional hearings, Dr. Jolyon West, was his psychiatrist from the time he was arrested to execution. I mean, how ridiculous does that have to get? Paul, stay there. Five more minutes with you, then Jesse Ventura. Coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Watson is our guest for another 5 minutes, and then Jesse Ventura is joining us. Looks like they're trying to deep six his TV show. Well, it doesn't look like it. It's happening. That's coming up with Jesse Ventura. He'll be with us two segments, then your calls and news. But inmate James Holmes told me he was programmed to kill by evil therapist, and the police, they know there's this giant 5-inch thick folder. And again, we're going to pull all these articles back out. Paul's got this article, but the cover-up is the evidence, folks. And they're like, oh, we don't want that in the trial, and don't let the defense have that. Because, defense, which is putting on a pretty sorry defense, in my opinion, from what I've been watching of this. And plus, Holmes looks so drugged out then. Once they get him into court, he's bouncing up and down, saying all these things inmates have been saying, multiple inmates. Then he shows up in court. He looks totally drugged out, just like McVeigh. Paul Watson, why would they want to block this giant psychiatrist file on this guy? This lady who headed up the entire psychiatric program for the entire Air Force operation in San Antonio, she sent out there and starts working closely with this guy who's also in a DARPA mind control program. This is all on record. I mean, they're hiding this in plain view, Paul.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, it could uncover the MKUltra of the 21st century. They obviously don't want that to go public. Don't forget also that Holmes was obsessed with mind control. He designed this computer program that was designed to alter mental states using the flicker rates of television and computer screens. So he was into it just as Jared Lee Loeffner was into it. Of course, the guy who tried to assassinate Giffords in Arizona. But these two programs I mentioned, they set out, this Discovery and Channel 4 program, they set out to disprove the conspiracy theory that Sirhan could have been a mind-controlled assassin. And they ended up proving it. Because in both cases, they proved that you can brainwash somebody to kill somebody. And of course, Sirhan's ridiculous, the amount of evidence. Eyewitnesses saying that there were two shooters. They had people on the scene who were holding Sirhan's hand as he was firing the gun, said his bullets did not hit Kennedy, but that the bullets came from the right, from somebody else. That was later covered up, multiple eyewitnesses again. And of course, then you've got Sirhan, the drugged up patsy, can't remember any of the incident, describes it as like being in a shooting range, exactly like Holmes, exactly like these participants in these scientific documentaries. So in every case, they describe the same sensations, the same feelings. And then you've got this guy with him in prison saying, yeah, he told me he was brainwashed by an evil psychotherapist to carry out this massacre.
And then it turns out he's under a top psych.
I had no contact with him.
And then it turns out he's under a top psych warfare expert. And there is this 5-inch folder where reportedly he was planning all this. But the police don't want that in the trial. They want that blocked and say that's his private files, which we know aren't private once murders have been committed. And you've got it for the whole anti-gun agenda. I mean, this is incredibly obvious, Paul.
Well, and you mentioned why would they want to cover it up now? Victor Marchetti, who was a former CIA agent, 14-year veteran, has gone on record and says that MKUltra was never abandoned, that it continues to this day. So if they've got a reason to cover up, there's no bigger reason than that.
Any other points?
Just with the gun control, you know, record Black Friday gun sales. Obama talked about an assault weapons ban during the debates. That was one of the weapons that Holmes used, so if they do want to take a bite out of the Second Amendment, which everyone thinks they will, we've got the UN arms treaty as well, And that's one of the examples they will bring to the table in attempting to get that gun grab through.
Well, the biggest piece of evidence is covering up the folder, and now the police are in the news, in the Denver papers, they're linked in Paul's article saying, no one had access to homes. We've literally got hundreds of articles where the inmates were all interviewed, press conferences, the police going, yeah, he's annoying the people in the jail cells next to him, yelling and screaming for hours. Now there, no one talked to him. No one talked to him. And then he's got a Pentagon mind control doctor over him, and he's got a DARPA program, 30-something thousand a year he was getting to carry out mind control studies himself. That's where they recruit and grab these people. Paul, continue reporting at InfoWars.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, every week until the series is over, and that's in about 3-4 weeks, Governor Jesse Ventura is giving us a 30 minutes to talk about the TV show, but he's in a very good mood today because they're deposing Kyle, the Navy SEAL, the fellow Navy SEAL that said those things about Jesse that Jesse says are completely untrue. And, well, the guy has no witnesses, it turns out, and they're deposing him right now. But we'll see how much Jesse can tell us just as an update on that. Because, folks, if they can destroy Jesse Ventura and say he loves Navy SEALs dying, which we know is asinine, they can come out and say that Alex Jones says he likes to murder children. You know, somebody else could say that and destroy my character. So, I really look forward to justice being served. But that's not why he joins us today. We have discovered that the show Conspiracy Theory, for those that don't know, just to give you some background, going back 2.5 years ago, first aired on, Wednesdays, got highest ratings ever for a new show, was the number 2 show on True TV, huge hit, and then they moved the next series to Friday night, The Dead Zone, still got great ratings. Then they wouldn't re-air the FEMA special and got all sorts of Homeland Security threats. That's been national news. Erased it off people's TiVos, unprecedented, off their DVRs. Then they shot last year, because I was part of some of the episodes, shot it, held it for 11 months, re-edited it, took it away, re-edited it. Didn't show Ventura shooting the gun and all this really cool stuff. I mean, I could tell. Well, side issue. The point is that they took the show away, but still very powerful. One guy they interviewed about directed energy weapons dies a day and a half after Ventura talks to him. I mean, incredible stuff. Now they're not airing the TSA 8th episode. Now that's been axed. Now they move it from 9 to 10, then they move it to Monday night, and now they won't say where it's going to air. So it's kind of a treasure hunt here, and I'm going to stop ranting here. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, joins us here. Sir, wow, what is going on with the TV show?
Well, Alex, I can't say it any better than what you just said right there. I don't know. We had a Wednesday slot at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, and then after 1 week, they moved it to 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern. And this Monday, I happened to be watching Monday Night Football, and I kind of hit the guide thing, and I saw True TV, 10 p.m. Conspiracy Theory. And I assumed that they were showing reruns, because I know on Thanksgiving morning, they showed some reruns of Conspiracy Theory when I was getting ready to go to my in-laws for Thanksgiving dinner. I had it on and watched a couple shows from a couple years ago. And The Manchurian Candidate was one of the shows that we did a couple years ago. And so Monday, I'm channel surfing during Monday Night Football, and I see Conspiracy Theory, True TV. I assumed it was reruns. Well, it was not. It was the Ozark episode, the one where we discover this underground city down in the Ozarks and that this town is being infiltrated with massive amount of banks. They now have one bank for every, 52 people that live in the town. I mean, it's just bizarre.
It's usually one for every
one bank in the whole town. It aired Monday night, and now tonight I see they got Pawn Shop on or whatever it is all night long. So I have no idea when the show is going to air from week to week, and it's clear that they're doing everything they can to make the show a failure so that they don't have to renew it.
Undoubtedly, that is what is going on. They're scared of it. It's having an effect. They waited till the day after the election to air the first episode of the new season. It got really good ratings. So they move it. It gets good ratings again. You can go look them up online. So they move it again. I mean, this is incredible, Governor.
I've never seen anything like it in the entertainment industry. You know, I've never seen... Oh, yeah, no, I will say, one time I saw something like it when they hired me at MSNBC. And at the time, Phil Donahue was on with his short-lived show. He had the highest ratings on MSNBC, and they dropped him, and they wouldn't put me on the air because both of us were opposed to the Iraq War. And so they didn't want anyone out there with any opposition to the Iraq War. And speaking of that, Alex, I'd like to make this point for a moment. You know, they're calling for an investigation of this stuff in Libya, right? The Republicans are yelling and screaming. They want a full investigation of what happened at the Libyan embassy and that people aren't telling the truth, correct?
Yes.
How come these same elected officials were not calling for a complete investigation on the Trump up to the Iraq war?
The WMDs.
Where they totally lied to us about the WMDs. They totally lied to us. Iraq had virtually no ties to Al-Qaeda, which they told us that they did. And all of this hogwash, you didn't hear one of these elected officials out in Washington demanding an investigation. Thank goodness there was a black woman congressman, I caught her yesterday, who brought that very point up. She said, where were all these people when we got trumped into the Iraq war? Where was their call for an investigation when Colin Powell went in front of the UN and completely lied? Not by his choice. He had the firing points that the Bush administration gave him. But he still went out there and told these bogus lies about curveball and all that stuff. This it was all based upon an informant that Germany had, which Germany had already discarded him as no credibility. And that's what we ended up basing the entire Iraq war on. Where were these elected spineless pukes who now want an investigation of Libya, but you won't see them touch an investigation of why we went into Iraq?
I agree with you. I want to cover some other issues with you, especially on the Manchurian Candidate, since you mentioned that in a moment, because that's actually in the news today, even in mainstream Denver papers concerning the Batman shooting. But before we go there, back to the TV show. I understand they spend millions of dollars making these, so they want to air them. But then if they don't air them, it also becomes another issue that they're censoring. I know the head of True TV promised you 3 years ago that you wouldn't be censored, and I thought it was unprecedented. We had a private bet against the other producers, you and I and others, that it wouldn't air. I agreed with you that it would never air. It was so hardcore. But then the second season, they did censor some shows. Now they've nixed the TSA show about cancer, and now they're just hiding the show. I mean, are you going to talk to them or try to find out what's going on, or will they not talk to you?
No, I have nothing more. You know, they still haven't even paid me yet. They still owe me a paycheck.
Wow.
And I mean, this has been over a year since we completed the shows, and I'm battling with them now to give me my, because that my contract states that I get my last check upon completion of all editing and when the show is ready to go on the air. Well, excuse me, Alex, 3 shows have aired, and I still haven't seen my last paycheck yet.
So I think it's clear to say you're not too happy with Time Warner.
I don't know, you know, if it's the parent company or True TV or who's doing it. I mean, I'm sure I'll get paid. I got great lawyers, and it's a pretty ironclad contract. But I just find it very disrespectful that everybody else on the show has been paid off, but the star of the show remains.
You know, that's what I've
still remaining to get.
That's what I've noticed. It's weird that just in general life, as you get more famous, people treat you, in many cases, worse, like they think you deserve to be treated bad or something. It's bizarre. And then all these losers wonder why they're not successful, because they don't even know how to treat people with respect.
Yeah, well, I find this very disrespectful that everyone on the show has been paid. My son's been paid. Sean Stone's been paid. Everybody, and they've been paid months ago. And yet I sit here now, and the third show is already aired. Next week will be the fourth show, and I still won't have gotten my last check.
Amazing. amazing. It's obviously re-airing. Now, that's the real proof in the pudding if they're not re-airing it. Guys, check the True TV schedule to see when the Ozarks conspiracy is re-airing. Just go to the conspiracy theory site. Just type in conspiracy theory and it comes up. And we'll find out when that's airing. We'll talk about it in the next segment. But talk about the Ozarks conspiracy, because that was one of the shows I was most excited about. They're building giant underground bunkers, you know, 50,000 square
feet. This guy from that's got the surveillance, the satellite surveillance, is building this house. It's supposedly a single-family dwelling, so he didn't have to pull any permits or anything. I mean, if you added a bathroom to your house, you'd have to go get permits from the city. You know, if you built an addition onto your house.
And tell them how big it is.
This guy built a house, I think it's 72 or 74,000 square feet, and they're calling it a single-family dwelling.
And it's got giant, thick, armored concrete walls. Look, and the guy's formerly with the NSA. That's why they don't want that show being seen. Listen, I've discovered an NSA base in my neighborhood. Talk to the Homeowners Association. I'm not in the Homeowners Association, but talk to one down the street. And they go, yeah, no, it's national security. They're in a group of houses as a cover. And I've yet to go over there, but that's what they do, Jesse.
Well, it might be, like I said, and this thing's built on top of a hill, and there's tremendous amount of caves down there in the Ozarks. In the show, we actually infiltrate and drive for literally city blocks under the ground. And, I mean, they had tennis courts. They had everything there. And then they did editing where the final edit, they didn't show the tennis courts. I found that interesting, that they really cut away from showing a great deal of what we saw underground to this underground city. They kind of slid over the top on it with their final editing. They showed us more in the car driving around in the underground city than they actually showed to the city itself.
No, I can see that, because I saw the footage of you, firing the machine guns in the David Icke episode, and I mean, it looked, this is the most awesome footage ever. And I mean, I just know how TV works, and I can see what's going on, and I'm not pleased by what Time Warner's up to. I mean, obviously there's some shenanigans going on.
Well, look at it this way. We still managed to get them on.
No, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no matter what, how they edit them and how they're trying to destroy the ratings and putting them on all different nights so nobody knows when they're actually going to air, it's still remarkable that they got on, and I'm proud that I won that Stony Award, the Lifetime Achievement Award. They gave it to me. They said conspiracy theory, just managing to get this on the air, deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's right. That's right. In fact, congratulations, Governor Ventura. I feel good just being involved in it. And the whole crew, the production crew, were awesome folks. Everybody involved there. We'll be right back with Governor Jesse Ventura and more. Okay, final segment with Jesse Ventura. I've gone to TrueTV.com, and in the last two seasons, they air these like 50 times over the next year, and generally they aired about 10 times that week in all these different slots because it's a new hot show. Everybody knows that about cable with shows on TrueTV, History, Discovery, you name it. I mean, I was just on a Discovery show dealing with secrets of secret societies, and they've aired it like 15 times in a month, and I haven't watched it yet. It's funny, I watch conspiracy theory, but not shows I'm on. Well, I guess I'm on conspiracy theory, too. The point is, they're definitely deep-sixing it. And I think, you know, it's a free country. Plus, I don't like going and working and not having something getting seen. I think this is probably maybe the best season, despite all the stuff they've done to it. Jesse was just agreeing with me during the break. I want him to say that in his own words, but I'm pretty angry. I mean, I don't like doing stuff and it not getting on air. That's why I've turned down at least five, with the contracts, reality TV shows. Because I'm not going to go shoot stuff like I've done in the past and have it not air. Jesse, I mean, does it make you angry?
It's frustrating because, you know, we work real hard on the show. The cast and the crew are very committed. A. Smith is a tremendous production company out in L.A., and I have no complaints on that end. We've put together marvelous shows and have fought them on the editing and reached compromises to where the shows achieve what they want and what we want. It's just very frustrating when you work that hard and to have your top network actually out to try to make you fail.
So they can say you failed. Well, it's more they're scared of what's in these. And coming up next week, who knows? They say they're airing the Skinwalker episode. Jesse, any other points you want to make on the TV show?
No, just hope people enjoy them. They're certainly entertaining. I'm very proud of what we've done. And in doing this show, we've done 24 of them now. I'll say this about it. I've met some of the most interesting, strange people in the world. And really, that's what life's all about, isn't it? Going out there and getting life experiences. And I got to tell you, doing 3 seasons of Conspiracy Theory has really added, if you can, to my life experiences.
Oh, I've had an amazing time. Just the shows, 3 or 4 each season that I've been able to be involved with. Why do you think the FEMA camp show scared him so bad? Because you had former FBI agents admitting plans to round us up?
Well, because obviously they don't want us to know. And if you tie that into the show that we showed that showed Monday on the Ozarks, it appears that the elites are going to all go underground while the big Armageddon happens up above. And and who goes into these FEMA camps? Obviously, they don't want people to realize that these camps are out there and that they're waiting for us, that they whoever's going to end up in them. And who will that be? Dissenters like me and Alex Jones? I don't know. But obviously, they've got somebody in mind that's going to occupy these places, or why would they be building 6 of them throughout the country?
Well, the power structure's scared of you. That's why they waited until you went into Mexico to announce that you were dancing around saying you were glad Navy SEALs were dead. When you'd been on my show saying you hate the wars because it kills people, you were there to speak at a commencement. You were there to support people. It's asinine you would do something like that. I know you too well for 7 years now. Briefly, things are going well, if there's any justice at least, in your lawsuit to get your name back.
Him today, and I'm as far as I'm concerned, we're heading to trial because I'm not going to settle because I want my name restored to me, and I wanted a jury to come down with the preponderance of evidence stating that the event never happened and that this guy lied top to bottom. You know, that that whole chapter of it in his book is a complete lie. So naturally, I would question everything else in his book because if that's a lie, what else is a lie?
Well, it's just ridiculous that you would say something like that. And I know it hurts you when I called you in Mexico and gave you the news.
It hurt me. I'll tell you, I am so loyal to the teams, the underwater demolition SEAL teams, that in my deposition, I told them, I said, other than killing my wife and children, this is the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
No, I never heard you like it. I mean, you didn't start crying, but I could tell it was you had to sit down. Did you have to sit down when I told you that?
No, but it gutted me because I feel betrayed. I feel, and like I've said, Alex, I don't think I can go to a reunion again because I'd be looking over my shoulder. That was the one place I could go to, no matter what I did, where I always felt safe. I always felt I'd never get stabbed in the back. Now it simply isn't true. I don't trust the young guys out there now. Who will be the next to throw me under the bus for their convenience and so they can make money?
When people try to steal your honor, it dishonors them. It's just so pitiful.
Yeah, it really, truly is. And that's why I'm going to go to court on this thing. I won't say there won't be a settlement, but in order for a settlement to take place, he's going to have to come out and openly admit that chapter in his book was fabricated.
Jesse, I know you've got to go, but I'm going to twist your arm here. I've got one more question on the other side with Jesse Ventura. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, a few more minutes with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. By the way, we carry his last 4 books. They're all excellent. I know everybody knows the Republicans and Democrats are part of the same club at the top. His new book exposes that, but it's a great gift to give your friends and family that don't know. And his new book on that subject is available. I love his document on the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read because it's a quick page turner, but fill the documents and photos. Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted together or separately, or call 888-253-3139. A lot of work went into this, and I was talking to the gov during the break, and I said, hey, do you want to give the number out or the email? Well, I mean, in your own words, do you think people should contact True TV and try to make sure that they don't deep six this season?
Well, you know, if people are outraged like I am that they haven't given us one specific time that you can look forward to every week, I mean, how do they expect a TV show to be successful when it's on Wednesday at two different times, and then they switch it over to Monday and don't, and there's no advertising, they don't tell anybody? So it's clear. And if people want to call them, I'd love it. I'd love for people to call up True TV and Time Warner and express their dissatisfaction with how they're trying to deep six conspiracy theory, and that obviously they don't want the show to be successful.
Well said. And there's a toll number and a toll free number. We'll give them both out. It's 212-484-8000, 212-484-8000. They erase the shows off DVRs. They don't air shows. Ask them, where's the TSA special about the cancer? Chertoff gets interviewed and gets destroyed. Just like that congressman got exposed about the FEMA camps, trying to say they didn't exist. Then he was shown the bill that he co-supported. And then I do remember that bill. I mean, Jesse, you absolutely annihilated that guy. And Ron Paul, in his farewell address 2 weeks ago, said, we have more and more a state-run media. And what's happened to you, Governor, is proving it.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely that our media today, for the most part, is corporate-run by the corporate powers and the power entities of the world. And unfortunately, that's where probably 90% of Americans get their facts from today. And until they break free from corporate media and start looking in other places to learn the truth, I'm afraid we're going to head down a bad road here.
I agree with you. Let me give that number out again. It's 212-484-8000. And here's the toll-free number. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, it's 800-268-7856, 800-268-7856. And look, if you are a cable subscriber or a Dish Network or DirecTV, call up and say, hey, you know what? This is one of my favorite shows. It's got top ratings. We want to see the TSA show. And we want to see the FEMA camp show re-air from last year. And we want to see these not hidden and moved around like it's an Easter egg hunt. Why are you doing this? Governor, in closing here, we were talking about being honorable during the break. And I was saying, you know, that I would never betray you or any of my friends. And you were saying, well, that's all anybody's got is their honor. And you know, it's so sad that you're saying you don't feel safe now, even going to a Navy SEAL reunion, that somebody else could just make something up about you. But that's the new modern thing where you just make something up. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have stopped a corporation and a law firm from suing people who lied about them just to get at me because I'm just too busy fighting the globalist that I've just accepted people are going to lie and try to destroy my character. They're just so dumb, they then attack other people, and they have no idea that I'm sitting there holding back lawsuits against them. And
well,
I don't think
it's interesting, Alex, because I do a lot of reading, and I read a thing recently in a book where they said they'll destroy, that the government will destroy their character before they assassinate you. Your character will get assassinated first, and then your physical body will be assassinated second.
That's where I was going. It's incredible. We're on the same page. I didn't know exactly. That's why this is dangerous, is that when they really intensify this stuff, that's when they're getting ready to kill you. And I hope they don't kill you. I hope they don't kill me.
Oh, well, if they do, we'll go down in a blaze of glory.
Well, now you said you...
like I've always said to you, Alex, if I turn up dead... Don't believe the official story, because people out there need to understand when the government comes out with an official story, it's generally to protect officials.
Well, that's what I've said. When they come out instantly with something like 25 minutes after Breitbart had gone to the hospital and said, oh, it's normal, it's official, it's nothing. When they come out and say, oh, well, we got Lee Harvey Oswald before he's even been arrested, that's when you know. And here's my final point on that. I know you did a mind control episode. You've done a lot of research on it. It's in the Denver papers, Westworld and others, that the inmate and other inmates are saying similar things, said James Holmes, the Batman shooter, said he was under mind control. Let me just fill you in on this, Governor, if you don't know. The top Pentagon, I mean, she was the head of the Air Force program in San Antonio. She was sent out there, and the police said, oh, we don't want the 5-inch file she had with him, where reportedly The defense wanted it, talking about how he was planning all this. They said, we don't want that. The prosecution doesn't want that. They tried to suppress it, and they have suppressed it. Now the police say no inmates were around him, but it was on the news that for days he was yelling and screaming and that the inmates were complaining. Holmes reportedly told inmates he was under mind control and was programmed, and it turns out he was in a DARPA program for brain interface to hypnotize people. This is all confirmed. I mean, this fits the Sirhan model, but with a high-tech overlay. There's a briefing, Gov. What is your take on this?
Well, again, you know, I question all the assassinations that have happened in this country, because take a look at who gets killed. The people who die violently are the people who stand for peace. John Lennon, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you go right down the line. People that were standing up for peace always end up dying violently, and every time they die, it's a lone nut assassin. Anybody that buys into that hogwash is naive, and they deserve what they get.
I agree. I've talked off record to some of the people in and around. I'm not even going to get into it. In fact, I'm sworn to confidence. I can't even say whether. But one of those assassinations you mentioned, and the stuff they told me, this is a very well-known person. I said, you've got to come on air. And they said, look, you just get threatened. I've lost family. I know how real this is. And so I'm like, okay. But I mean, it's, and I know they're probably listening right now. It's just, like you said, 3 years of conspiracy theory and what you did before that as a governor and all the rest of it has shown you the real world out there. What do you want to say to folks in closing who are naive and haven't seen the things you or I have seen?
Well, I just want to tell them again, open up your minds and open up your hearts and understand that government is run by people and people can be evil. They need to take government off this pedestal that they won't lie to us, they won't deceive us, because yes, they will. They do it all the time, and people need to wake up to that fact. And the sooner that they wake up to that fact, the better off we're all going to be.
Well, we appreciate your courage with the show. I know there's some behind-the-scenes things happen with the FEMA episode, but we're not supposed to get into that. And just thank you, Governor, for all you've done. And we'll talk to you again for another update next Monday, if that's actually when they're airing the next episode. Thank you so much.
Okay, Alex, we'll look forward to it. We'll talk Monday if we're on the air that day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. There goes Governor Jesse Ventura. He'll be on for 30 minutes, went a little bit longer this week, next Monday. Just a great guy behind the scenes. So real. I mean, just I've gotten to really know him well, that he is real and just wants to go off and be reclusive and play golf. I don't blame him, but he wants to ride off into the sunset. But he doesn't like the corruption that's taking place either. And again, I don't agree with some of the things Ventura, you know, I've told him this to his face. And he is same here. You know, he doesn't agree with some of the things I believe. But he's real. I mean, I just want real people. Can't you just be real? And that's what I'm looking for, is something that's bona fide. And the system knows you're looking for that, too. That's why they spend all day trying to pull down Infowars.com and Alex Jones and trying to make stuff up and trying to conflate things or exaggerate things. Anybody attacking Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it doesn't hurt me when folks lie about us or make things up or twist things. It doesn't hurt me in the way that the government operatives, provocateurs, and their camp followers think it does. It hurts me for them. Because it really is saddening to realize how many people are just so nasty nowadays. And you know why? Things have gotten so nasty because people haven't lived in reality so long. They just don't have empathy for others. I mean, if I'm going to say something bad about somebody, I'm going to do some research about it, and I'm going to mean it. And then it's personal. You know, it's like emails. People will send the most horrible things in emails that in person they'd never say to somebody. See, whereas I wouldn't send something mean in an email, I'd say it personally. Like if I really don't like somebody, I'll go find them. And I'll grab them by the arm and tell them what I think. And I just, the dishonorableness of people nowadays, the shallowness, it's nightmarish to think that people are like that. because I'm not up on some high horse, folks. I mean, I will catch myself thinking bad things or even doing bad things before I've caught myself out of aggression or out of anger or out of hatred. But I'm more and more, and I'm not up here talking about myself all day. I'm trying to get you to think about yourself by, you know, illustrating the point that I've got in my life. But talking to Ventura off air, you know, he isn't even mad at Kyle, the Navy SEAL, who said those things that are untrue about him. He is more saddened and just completely freaked out that somebody would dishonor themselves like that. And something that, you know, Jesse, you know, says that he's so proud of, the underwater demolition teams, you know, that became the SEALs, that is something that's such a part of his life. And to see someone dishonor that whole thing by that, to be a mercenary within that structure. But we can't let evil get us down. You know, we cannot do it. And we have to understand that so many people in this sick, narcissistic society do not feel fulfilled by a sunset or by a good meal or by seeing an old friend or by having a good laugh or a glass of wine or whatever the case is. They are not fulfilled by just good human things. Normal, wholesome, good things. They are so fixated on television and the psych warfare and all those horrible messages that people see celebrities and they hate them. And then celebrities in tune hate you and then want to be reclusive. And again, I talk about this because it's the nature of man. It's the nature of our society now. I've discovered things in my 17 years on air that separately reading psychological warfare manuals and psychology manuals, and you know, Edward Bernays is a good place to start. He wrote Propaganda. But I mean, I've read literally probably 50 or more books on the subject to read books and to have experienced what these people are talking about in my own life and to know it's truth. But they're writing these books from a perspective for technicians and government and corporations to control people. Instead, I'm trying to bring you these things I've discovered. It's like discovering a restaurant in town. Doesn't mean you discovered it, you know, something that was self-evident. I'm like pointing out something self-evident. Like, don't step in that pothole. You know, you'll break your ankle. I'm not saying I invented this. I discovered it. It's all there. It's all self-evident. And to know that the establishment is aware of what they're doing, and they're doing it, and it's ugly. It's making people more ugly so no one can stand together, destroying the family so that there's no one to stand against the global social engineers, destroying our health so they can control us, destroying our fertility. They are waging war against everything good. And they've got programmed masses of people now that are artificially like the globalist. They just don't have the higher knowledge of why they're doing it, who revel in seeing other people fall. I mean, number one, I'll tell you, just 7-8 years ago, I would get a call from some big rock star or some big movie star or some famous person, and they'd say, hey, I want to fly you out here. I want to meet with you. And really, famous people, they understand that's all there is interesting personalities. The only good thing about real celebrity is that you get to meet other really interesting people. Because even though celebrity can be plastic and fake, a lot of people became famous because there's something interesting about them. They've got that spark. And in person, it's much stronger. So it is interesting. And it's alluring. And, you know, there's always beautiful women surrounding it and beautiful places. And but I just want people out there that have never become famous, that have never been at A-list parties, who've never been around that stuff. You're not really missing anything. You can be fulfilled going fishing. You can be fulfilled going and having a bonfire. You can go and be fulfilled helping poor people. You can go. That's what's fulfilling. I want you to know that the globalists want you to think there's this grass is greener on the other side of the mountain, and that you aren't fulfilled because Because you're not a star, and everybody wants to be a star. I didn't get involved in what I'm doing to be a star. That's why I've been successful, I've now discovered, because I really didn't want to lose my guns. I really didn't want to lose my private property. I really didn't want to be under collectivist. I really understood big government's dangerous. I really wanted to fight tyranny. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I like being free. I mean, any dog you come in its house and start trying to beat up its owner, it's going to bite you. I don't care if it's a chihuahua. My Labrador Retriever, you know, is sweeter than you name it. But I've seen a few people bow up or act weird around my kids, and that dog all of a sudden starts growling and getting ready to bite somebody. And, you know, I went to Buddy's house one time and slapped him on the back, was wearing shorts, and his chihuahua went up and bam, bit right into my leg. And, I mean, I bled something fierce. And it ran up under the table and was, you know, snarling at me. And then he's like, wow, that dog never does that. But you patted me on the back too hard. You know, it heard the, you know, the point is just get your normal instincts back. You're being overrun and overtaken. Stop. I mean, so many women I know, the most beautiful, think they're ugly because, you know, Vogue magazine told them they were. Men think they're not manly if they don't know every sports statistic. Stop it, folks. Number one, become fulfilled. The universe is all around you. Wonderment's all around you. And to all the people that are so jealous of Alex Jones and who spend all their time lying about us and attacking us and doing all that, you're not fulfilled. You're not successful with the things you do because you spend all your time attacking other people. An example, one fellow we tried to help out has been, you know, attacking and twisting and doing all this stuff, and it doesn't hurt me. In a sick way, I know it actually helps us get more listeners and viewers when people do stuff like that. God works in mysterious ways, but then I see him do something legitimate and it's very popular and successful. And you have this wish, man, I wish people would go out and be real and successful and be the humans they can be. Because let me tell you, the globalists are putting cancer viruses in vaccines, folks, for little kids. And shame on people that spend their time infighting and making stuff up while kids are being killed. Okay, we are going to open the phones up in the next hour and intersperse stacks of key news. Aaron Dykes just ran into me and said, you haven't refreshed InfoWars in the last 20 minutes, have you? And I said, no. And he said, should this not be a red link at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com? And I said, yes, it should. And then I read the statement by the TSA, and during the break, I went and followed the link. It is confirmed. And I feel like we should have a drum roll or something. At a certain level, I actually help the New World Order when I just calmly report off the chart news like it's no big deal. And I've told my crew this. I'm like, when something is sensational, it's sensational. The media makes things sensational that aren't sensational. Isn't it terrible women can't be in frontline combat? Yeah, because you can't carry a 100-pound pack 40 miles. Isn't it terrible you don't have that civil right to be in frontline combat and not take a bath for a week when no culture's ever done it? Meanwhile, we have foreign banks stealing trillions, putting us in debt. Isn't that a civil rights violation? Isn't that abuse? Isn't that slavery? See, they define things. Meanwhile, sensational stuff's going on. Sensational. And now it's red linked. Steve Watson article, unbelievable, up at InfoWars.com. Because you know why it's unbelievable? It fits into everything else. And what is it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Pentagon under Obama saying NATO and the UN gives them orders to go to war. Congress is not involved. It's not just Obama saying he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval or take guns without a law. That's what they call dictatorship of the bureaucracy. The TSA is telling Congress they will not follow subpoenas and that they are not under congressional oversight when Congress created the TSA in 2001, October. And I guess they think Congress will probably sit there and go along with it because Congress wanted it. Because the foreign banks that took over want us trained that we're prisoners and that we're going to have hands put on us. This is all prisoner induction, perp training. This is the biggest TSA news I've ever seen. Look at this. TSA claims it is above congressional oversight. Agency head refuses to appear at transportation hearing. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole. Ladies and gentlemen, they arrest in the past members of the judiciary and members of the executive that don't show up to these. I mean, this is unbelievable. Karl Rove had to run out of the U.S. to avoid one of these. Said he was on a month-long business trip. Remember that 5 years ago? They just now say, hey, we ain't coming. Remember the attorney general wasn't going to come and then they were going to put him in contempt, so he did? Now the TSA is telling, and you know what? Congress is going to get down and lick their boots probably. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole personally refusing to appear and declaring that congressional committee has no jurisdiction over the TSA. That is a quote. Man, that is dictatorship. This government is officially illegitimate. Whoa. And you know he's been told that by Obama and by Big Sis. Man, they are going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize how much trouble we're in? And the NRA says he's going to come after the guns outside of a law. He's just going to say you're going to turn your semi-autos in. Hey, I ain't turning them in, you criminal scum. And you're not my government. I mean, do people understand this? This is not hyperbole. This is a lawless group of criminals. Congress needs to arrest them all and impeach Obama right now. I'm sick of it. They are, folks, if we put up with this, we'll put up with anything. We're going under dictatorship. The presidency's run by a bunch of foreign banks. And I want my country back right now. I want these tyrants out of here.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, I start yelling and screaming on air because, let me tell you, they're saying they'll secretly arrest citizens. They're saying they'll torture us. They're saying they'll take our guns. They're saying they'll let the UN run our military. I mean, the coup d'etat is on. And, you know, you've got Mitt Romney going to meet at the White House tomorrow with a private lunch with the president just to kiss his hind end to make sure, hey, you know that was all show. You know that was all make-believe. Make sure our banking interests get, you know, as much access at the trough robbing the American people. My blood pressure went up quite a bit when I read this article and followed it to the TSA website where the Transportation Department, founded by Congress, funded by Congress, Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's all right there. The Congress runs the Transportation Department and funds it. I mean, this would be like your 10-year-old kid. You get home from work at about 6 o'clock. Your 10-year-old is sitting in your easy chair, their feet kicked up on the couch next to him. And you say, hey, son, don't put your feet on the couch. How many times have I told you that? And your 10-year-old got up and said, shut up, you work for me now. By the way, turn your gun in, Dad. You're my slave. And Dad would get down on his knees, have his son put handcuffs on him, and then his son walk up and just stab him in the throat with an ice pick. I mean, that's about what this is. I mean, this is a joke. This would be like if you showed up and your neighbors were in your house and just announced it was theirs. I mean, it's so over the top. Man, I tell you, I've got to reassess things now. This is moving way too quick. This is the most devastating sign I've seen, and I've got to collect my thoughts during the break and come back and just give some of the other examples. This is unbelievable. You go to Infowars.com, you can link right through to the TSA's website, the public letter saying that this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And it's just like they said, no, Congress has no authority over the military. And that happened almost a year ago. That first happened in January. That happened again in February and March. Three different hearings. 8-9 months ago, I guess was the latest. 11 months ago, the oldest. And nothing was done. Nothing was done. And those of us that live in reality, it's getting pretty cuckoo to watch the rest of the public go along with this. And it's not fun to get up to these killers, these criminals, and get in their face. The only reason I'm not dead is because they don't want to turn me into a martyr. But, I mean, they're not going to, it's not going to matter soon. They're just going to start doing whatever they want. I mean, I know where this leads, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm always a man of my word, boy, but I told you, I mean, Switzerland is looking really good. And not that it's going to be perfect, but my, I got this office, this command center, we're going to fight these people. We're going to go down with the ship. And giving in to them is what they want. We got to just fight them 110%. And we've got to call Rand Paul, Ron Paul, everybody. They should be on the floor freaking out over this and calling for a move in the Congress to lead a fight against the out-of-control bureaucracy. And they should call Pistole in, and they should have him in contempt, which means jail time. I mean, he should be in jail. In jail. In jail. Instead, they've got the 1.6 billion bullets in the paramilitary force, and they've got the wiretaps on Congress, and they're telling Congress, you sit down, and you shut up, and you take your bribes and payoffs, and your insider trading, and we're taking over. You got that? And Congress is like, yes, sir. Good! You don't score political points calling me up before you. You know you set us up to take over. You don't call us up for political points, because that's all the Republicans are going to do. And talk about us groping people. We'll grope you and your family, and we'll ban you from flying if we want. Is that clear, Congress? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, government God. There is only one God, and it's government, and Obama is its prophet. All right, we'll be right back. I mean, it's just, they're going to take everything. They're having congressional, they're taking your pensions, they're taking your property, they're taking your kids, national draft, everything.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got several videos coming up towards the end of this hour here today that are unedited, other than cutting out all the cussing of police going crazy against citizens. New videos up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com for radio listeners who want to go see them. TV viewers who are watching our video feeds will be able to see it right here on the radio at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the point is, we're also going to start highlighting good police officers. I've made this a very important directive with my reporters that when we find police doing the right thing or doing heroic things, we want to showcase that as well and model good behavior. And we have an example of that with our own Jason Burmis, who does reporting for us from time to time, at the Albany, New York. And the TSA comes over and says, it's against the law to videotape here. And they go, well, it's our policy, you can't. And then the sheriff's deputy shows up and says, no, it's a First Amendment right. They're allowed to videotape in here as long as they're not interfering with what you're doing. And then they're like, but he is interfering. Look, we're over here. And they go, no, you're interfering over here. That's what they do. They make a big scene, have a big pity party for themselves like drama queens, run over to you, and then make a big issue out of it. It's incredible. And Molly... We got two Mollies back there on the newspaper and in the graphics department, but one of the Mollies, and I'm going to go back out there with her, if not this week or next week, we're going to go out there with the whole crew. We wanted photos for the magazine of surveillance cameras, so she went downtown to take photos. She's the lady that takes like the photos you see, you know, around the office or of T-shirts, things like that. She's a great photographer. You know, the new photos you've seen of myself on the site. And she's there, and she's a, you know, well-dressed blonde, very polite, very nice. And they come out within like a minute at the federal building that's downtown with cameras everywhere and pedestrians everywhere. And she's out there taking photos, and they come out and say, you're not allowed to do that. It's against the law, which isn't true. Courts have ruled hundreds of times, literally, it's not. Everybody knows that. Supreme Court ruled again this week. And just 2 days ago on Monday. And she says, well, no, I just work for a local newspaper, and I'm just taking photos. And they go, well, you look shady. Get out of here. That's a quote. And she's a small woman. She left with a bunch of people around her in her face. Well, we're going back over there. Okay, because you're not, with your gang mentality, going to drive me off the First Amendment. We're not shooting over the fence at a submarine base when they're loading missiles in it. Stop acting like you're James Bond. Stop taking yourself so serious, okay? You shove cameras in our face all day. We're shoving them in your face. You don't like being under scrutiny. That's why you're trying to use color of law against us. And guess what? I'm not putting up with it anymore. 9 times out of 10, when I'm out videotaping stuff, police don't say, turn your cameras off. But I've had Austin cops many times, because I know when they're running a checkpoint or something, I'll get back 100 yards. I'll be on the shoulder. It's in Police Day 2000. It's in some of our other films. Cops will walk over and say, hey, you can't videotape. And I go, yeah, I can, First Amendment. And they'll go, oh, yeah, the Russians going to get us. You know, like, oh, you're standing up for your rights. You're paranoid. Nobody's trying to take, you know, well, you just try to take my rights right there, bud. I mean, you know, North Korea, you can't videotape the police. I don't live in North Korea. And look, cops, it's your rights, too. You know, these Bill of Rights and Constitution get flushed on the toilet. You can kiss everything goodbye. The prosperity, your pension funds, everything. Okay? And I know most police actually get that now. But everybody better get it right now. Cops have got a dirty, hard job. I wouldn't want it. Let me tell you who I'm really angry at. It's the punk public who wants to sit around lazy and follow all these directives of bureaucrats and people in stores and everywhere. You know, I mean, I've got to the point now, because I'm a very polite person. When somebody's rude to me at a restaurant, I get up and I leave. The guys have been with me a couple times at business meetings. If somebody's rude to me, I just get up and I leave. You guys can stay here and eat if you want. I'm leaving. I'm not eating here. You know why? Because I come from such a polite family that I watched my family my whole life get pushed around by people and let people be rude to them. I'm not living like that anymore. I'm not looking for trouble. In fact, I'll let people be rude to me a couple times to make sure they're not just having a bad day. They keep doing it, man. You're going to get talk right back at you. And, you know, people, you better treat other folks with respect or you're not going to be treated with respect. And I'm talking about myself included. I get rude sometimes, but I'm the first person to apologize for it. We're going to start being a free country again when we start acting like free people and not slaves. And when we start demanding some respect. And I'll tell you who we're demanding respect from. The videos are now pouring in because it takes folks, you know, days to get them uploaded and up. So many people are new at this, new reporters. There are dozens of videos now going up at Infowars.com, PrisonBody.com. Of not just our reporters, like David Ortiz or Jason Burmis doing some work for us out of New York, but other videos are coming in where people just go in, turn their camera on at the checkpoint, and you say, you are a public servant. Your TSA site has been forced because it's the law to admit that I can film. This is a public place. Then they have the airport heads come out, you know, the guys in suits, and say, hey, it's our policy. This is a private airport corporation. You take taxpayer money. You can't stop me. This is a public commons. I have a right. If you take any taxpayer money, I have a right. Then they try to say, well, you're soliciting. Kind of sneeze there, folks. You're soliciting. It's not soliciting if you're not selling something. If you're there telling people about freedom, your right of communication. Hey, the scanner can give you cancer. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. That's terrible. What do you mean, TSA? Let me tell you, I've been on the air with talk show hosts who hate the TSA. They're like, I'm glad they're getting 7-8-fold cancer at these places with these scanners, you know, at the 5 airports where they put them in 10 years ago. That's where they're really cooking them. I'm like, I'm not glad they're dying. I don't want that bad mojo, man. I'm not glad when anybody dies. Even really evil people, it's like, well, that evil's been removed from the world, but I don't take pleasure in it. So, you know, we're sitting here looking at this, and it's time to stand up to them. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and fly with my children. Because you know what? They have no future down the road if I don't just go ahead and throw them into the fray as well. You know, we've got to stop shying away from a political fight with these people. Because the TSA are just their mindless minions. The system wants to break your will. It's dog training, obedience training. They admit it is. It's all a fraud. Now, all of that said, we do have that footage, and I said I'd take some calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on any of these issues I've raised. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But I really got angry at the end of the last hour because this is a big deal. And people will read the full letter and say, well, they're saying that another board has their regulatory authority. And then they also say they're getting it from the president. See, like they said, well, we get it from the president and the UN and NATO, and then we might come to Congress. You see how that works? And, oh, well, we're allowed to shut down power plants that aren't owned by General Electric without a law. Oh, we're allowed to come after your guns. That's the big headline today. You know, top firearms expert, NRA, others are coming out. They're going to just use orders, not laws, orders. Well, that's what they call it, a dictator. They dictate. Dictation. Your secretary takes dictation and send a thank you card to Bob Johnson. Bob, thank you for the fruitcake. Look forward to seeing you at church next week. I'm dictating. Dictator. Dictate. They tell you. You do what they say. Well, now the TSA is coming out. There's so many examples of this. And they're saying, you know what, we're not going to come to these hearings. TSA claims it is above congressional oversight. Agency head refuses to appear at transportation hearing. The TSA has refused to attend a House transportation hearing this week with agency head John Pistole, who been caught doing nothing but lying to Congress before. He should be in contempt. Personally, refusing to appear and declaring that the Congressional Committee has no jurisdiction over the TSA. The hearing scheduled for Thursday will be held by the Subcommittee on Aviation, a part of the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee. It is titled, How Best to Improve Our Nation's Airport Passenger Security System Through Common Sense Solutions. Well, common sense is anathema to tyrants. Oh, it's common sense for tyrants to dominate and break everybody's will. Headed up by Representative Thomas Petrie, I want to get them on. It will examine the impact that the regulations and policies of the Transportation Security Administration have on aviation passenger experience and the free flow of aviation commerce. Oh, no, they're going to read all the some complaints at them. According to a brief on the subcommittee's website, the TIC's website indicates the TSA head, John Pistole, has been asked to testify at the hearing. However, a statement issued by the TSA's website made it clear that neither Pistole nor any TSA official, not servant, official, intends to attend the hearing. The statement reads, by U.S. House of Representatives rules, which state the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee has no jurisdiction over Transportation Security Administration, no representative from TSA will be present at the Subcommittee on Aviation hearing scheduled for November 29th. So they spin it saying, well, General Congress doesn't, only maybe one committee. That's how they do this, to take the general power of the House. One member of the House should be able to call anyone they want. And if you don't come, you're in contempt. They don't want Congress having any power. So just like we have the states stand up and demand the globalists be kicked out, we need to have Congress, that's the whole move, stand up and kick out the Federal Reserve. Stand up and tell Obama, you're not shutting down our power plants. You're not going after the guns. You're not going to just ban all semi-autos and say it's a rulemaking thing, which they're getting ready to do. That's in the news today. You know you're not. Congress better do it. They better do it. We'll be back. But then coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play amazing video of the bureaucrats ordering police to basically arrest or drag out people in the front foyer area of the Albany airport. And the police are just like, they have constitutional right. We can't do that. They're not up at your checkpoint. They're not interfering. And you can then see the head guy go, I'm getting the CEO of the transportation group that runs this on the phone. The police are like, well, okay. They'll probably have those cops fired. I mean, that's how this works. He goes, the CEO? Well, my goodness, if somebody says CEO, I mean, if somebody showed up and said, put your child in a blender, CEO. Oh, certainly, CEO. Let me just just immediately, if somebody in a suit says something, I better do whatever they say right now. The government says, some shadowy government, spy on people without warrants. Yes, sir, that's illegal, but I'll do that. The government says, torture these people. And when you get caught doing it, we'll send you to jail. But see, they can always find scum. The globalists admit this is a process. They just want to find out who the good cops are. They're going to get rid of them and hire criminals. And that's the conversion to tyranny we're facing. Problem is, they can't find enough criminals that can pass the test and things. So now they're just creating the TSA. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. They just create a goon force. Because there's always the police academies and military academies that have esprit de corps who don't want to be corrupt because they know it's dishonorable. Any old institution knows that. So they're always at odds with the thug group the government hires. That's what's happening right now. Let's go ahead and go to Aaron in Canada. Aaron, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in today. How may I serve you?
Hey, how's it going, Alex Jones?
Good.
Hey, no, I was just saying, you're talking about the TSA today, and I'm really concerned is because up here in Canada, we have CATSA, the C-A-T-S-A, and all this whole topic that you've been on this today, I called them to see if I could film them. And no, you're not allowed to film them. They actually can take your video away.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they could actually take you and put you in a pit and shoot you in the back of the head if we let them do it. I mean, government with uniforms is always extremely dangerous, as George Washington said. Government like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You know, it's like fire. It's very dangerous. And of course, they will tell you, and I've checked Canada, the law is you can film there too. Of course, they're going to tell you. Pretty soon, they're going to tell you that you're their slave. Sorry, go ahead.
No, right, you're right. I called them myself personally. You're actually allowed to request a police officer to come in with you while they private search you. You can refuse the body scanners. You can do all that, but they told me that I'm not allowed to film them. I called the BC Civil Liberties to tell them this, and I said this pretty much goes against my constitutional little Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada, and they told me, yep, sure does. So, I mean, it's
yeah, no, so the answer is go, be polite, film them, sue them.
Yeah,
and we're not them. Looking for trouble, yeah. But we're not your slaves. You either fight for freedom now, peacefully, with every avenue, or it's going to get physical. And don't worry, they're going to start it. I mean, I know tyranny. It's like a locomotive coming down on us. We either put the brakes on this thing or we're going to have to deal with these people.
Absolutely. I'm going to go fly back to where my hometown is from where I am right now. And I'm a filmer. I don't care what happens. I'm going to refuse the body scanner, and I'm going to go in there with filming and see what happens, because I'm not just going to give up. I mean, it takes police officers 3 years to train. You can film them in Canada, but I don't, like, it probably takes 2 weeks for a CATSA authority to train, and you can't film them. I mean, where's the sense in that?
Well, they just say you can't. That's what tyranny is. Government says, you know what, you're paying 50% one form of tax. That's not enough. How about 60? How about 70? How about 80? The average bureaucrat's making about $200,000 a year in Europe. I mean, dog catcher level. And the public is going bankrupt. I mean, it's all coming here, man. They're going to destroy us. They're going to destroy us. Great points. Good to hear from you. Phil and Mass, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Listen, my brother just came and visited me from the Czech Republic, and he was telling me, because they went through the Soviet-style, Stasi-ish life, they are now totally rejecting all of the Snoop Society, the whole thing. They are obsessed with privacy.
Yeah. That's Europe's problem. I've had all the top, well, you heard him yesterday, head of the UKIP party, others on from Europe. And I'm going to hold you over. This is an important point. In fact, put him on hold. I want to give him, you know, a couple minutes on the floor. I'm going to come back to him after the break, because we're about to go right now. That's the EU's problem, is they expanded from 15-member to 25-member, and they took all those Eastern European countries in. Well, guess what? It gave them good commie bureaucrats that were left over to man the takeover, but the people are like, well, this is the Soviet Union. Well, this is exactly what the Marxists did. Well, I'm not going to do this. You know, people who had their dad taken away who never came back, people who, artists, who communists would be jealous of your art, not even if it was political. Or they'd say, I want your wife. And you'd say, no. Well, you will never have your art published. I mean, it just turns the ultimate scum loose who just want to dominate. Okay? They have to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. We'll be right back. Stay with us. are back live. We are taking your phone calls quickly here because I need to get to these two special reports and big stack of other news here. We were talking to Phil in Mass. Phil, start over. You were saying people from Czech Republic, people from Romania, people from Poland. I run into these folks. They're listeners, and they're absolutely, and plus I've studied those countries. This is Sovietism. It's not really communism. The globalists just use the Soviet model of regional government, committees. I mean, this is communism. But again, the globalists are exempt from it. And so how you battle communists is how you battle these people. They are your enemies. Even their low-level operatives are evil. People need to get to grips with this. The mindless, mainline liberal, they mean well. There's a lot of bad stuff about the mainline conservatives. They're part of the system as well. The average low-level liberal is not a bad person. They actually believe the propaganda. They're very childlike. But you go a couple steps above that, they are vicious control freaks, vicious people. I've studied their MO. They hate your wealth. They hate strong people. They're evil. They're inherently the scum of the earth. And they relish government power over you. And they've got to be dealt with. I mean, I just keep trying to explain this. They're mortal enemies. It would be like having a 15-foot king cobra living in your house. And you're like, oh, I think I'm going to be nice to the king cobra. Folks, you better get the king cobra out of your house one way or another. Okay, they're a barrel of snakes. I'm sorry. Finish the point about Eastern Europeans, that are not going along with tyranny. Go ahead.
Okay, well, he told me one story in particular, which was there was a man, and his security camera outside of his house filmed a robbery of his home. And they caught the robbers and the perpetrators, but then he got fined because they are so obsessed with privacy now that because his camera was facing out and viewed part of the street. They are that obsessed, and they reject the Snoop Society to that extreme. You're not allowed to infringe on anybody's privacy in any way. There's a whole host of laws in Czech Republic to prevent that.
Oh, I know. That's why I work with StartPage. They're from the Netherlands. A lot of those people, had their families disappear and know what to knock on the door about and dealt with. When your grandma dealt with tattletales who got off on power trips making stuff up about you, you get to where you hate snitches. And don't worry, America's going to hate them too. We're going to get hurt bad, folks. I mean, it's going to be bad.
I'd really like to make one more quick point. Is there any way that someone can start an association for Journalism 2.0 so that people know when they're a whistleblower, they have somewhere to go? They can go to a journalist that subscribes to the morals and values, or actually just the regular old standards for journalism, because it's just lost. It's almost like Amber Lyon or yourself or even Joe Rogan. But Journalism 2.0 needs to be like a standard that you can wear like a badge of honor, and that if you're not wearing it or you don't subscribe to it, you're just entertainment or propaganda. Like, I can only just, having that stamp. It almost needs to be an association, like something real.
I hear you. It's just a lot of individuals won't get involved with that because they're such individuals, and then someone in the group may make them look bad. But I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I hate to just keep plugging it, but it's just so good. DrudgeReport.com. I mean, something like that is the system hates that because it's not only the biggest news site out there; it can set the agenda, and it's not an agenda the establishment wants. If we beat the TSA, their whole thing falls. And they know that. If we beat them on any of this stuff, it's over. We beat them on the marijuana issue and states' rights. It's over. We have any victories, it's over. And by the way, the gun thing, we're winning. They're now, again, up to 5 million guns a month being sold. I mean, used to, the previous record was 1 million a couple years ago. They had another 5 million a month. Last numbers I saw, and that's just estimating the gun shows on top of the registered sales. I mean, there just comes down to an issue of we're not turning them in, scumbags. And all the liberals are running out buying guns now, figuring out that the government isn't going to protect them. And as soon as you start shooting a gun, you're no longer a chicken neck coward. I mean, literally, folks, to use the parable, vampires go out and bite people to make more vampires. We've got to go out and get liberals deprogrammed. And get them to go out and shoot guns. Get them to, We've got to get them out. That's why they want you all in big cities in cocoons, totally cowered, being mugged all day, so you're afraid of everything. They do not want you getting your feet dirty out there in the out there with the garden. They do not want you in a rural area. They do not want you free. They do not want that. They want domesticated cowards who, when they want money or want something, they have to think of a bigger government benefit, or as a bureaucrat, they've got to grow the bureaucracy to grow their empire instead of growing it in the real world. Ironhead in Washington, you're on the head. Ironhead, you're using the bathroom. Ironhead from Washington is why I said you're on the head. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, my friend. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I really miss Bob Chapman. He was a great head to be communing with. But what I'm wondering, we're missing something here. We're trying to take ourselves. What was it Einstein who said that no problem can be addressed at the same level at which it's addressed at? Our consciousness is what has to change. We're coming to the point where they have read on the duty of civil disobedience by Thoreau, one of the great all-time up in the back of Walden's Pond. We're coming to the point where instead of problem, reaction, solution, they're using our fear to control us. And I know what you're saying, identify the problem, but go straight from problem, no reaction, straight to solution.
No, I hear you, but some people say just don't have fear. I don't even want to call it fear. It's if you know a dam's about to break and you get your family out of the area because it's cracking and you know it's about to break, you're not living in fear. You're protecting yourself. People should be very concerned about not fighting back. I get that a lot of people are scared, so they don't fight back. They think they'll just stay out of the way. That is not the way to go.
Right, and that's where the empowerment from within comes. As I said before, fear is the ultimate sin, for it displays the greatest lack of faith. Once you find that conviction, minus the emotional positionality, go straight at the problem, identify it, and as the last few callers, and especially like yesterday with the start page folks the other day, you know, go straight to the problem. Don't. And this is what I'm trying to say, is about raising our consciousness level to a higher, because they love our fear. They monitor every single inch of what's going on, and as long as we can step out of the emotional positionality and go straight to the problem and then identify a solution. Which brings up a good point. So I was wanting to call in for a long time. I have a great idea. Once a month, once a week, once a day, once an hour, instead of Ask Alex, have Ask the Warriors. Have a special show where you can get, because one of the main reasons I've been listening for umpteen years, my 91-year-old mom who's listening to you right now, one of the things we love is when you bring on people who have cogent, cognitive, good points, and let them just run with the show for like 10 minutes. Have an interactive dialogue.
No, it's a great idea. I also want to open the phones up for an hour or two here and there for people that have lived in authoritarian countries so they can call in and make the parallels, because they always call and say, I have seen this before. You are in danger. Please, there's nowhere else to go. I love America. Do not let it happen here. No. I mean, it's always the same, whether they're from Eastern Europe or the Middle East or Africa or Latin America. They're so happy to be here and to know there's some basic freedom and to see it going away. Oh, man, they're freaked out. And we've got to point out the evil and say it's wrong. I appreciate your points. We're going to go back to your calls and some other news, but let me play The Way a Cop Shouldn't Act. This article and video is up at prisonplanet.com. It's Move and Die, Cop Labeled Embarrassing by Police Department. Officer Arnold also threatened business owner during traffic stop. We've had to bleep things out here, but this is in Texas. This is how a police officer should not act, because I see so many cops now who have a crazed look in their eye, and you know they're wimp punks who got into that position because they feel powerless, and now they've gotten used to acting like that, you know, and so they're out of control. And, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and they really are hiring a lot of dumbed-down nobodies, and the police department shouldn't be doing that. You will get a bad name, and you will be hated by the community. And there's a big fight for the soul of policing going on in this country, and we've got to be there to try to help things go in the right direction and not let the globalists federalize things and turn the police into a TSA goon force. But here is the clip with the cussing bleeped. Here it is.
It's not going to work out for you, bud.
Andrew.
Andrew. He said, all right. Eck, he said, all right, man, you can't breathe.
He can breathe just fine.
He says he can't breathe.
He's yelling. He can breathe just fine.
Hey, bro, just let him go. Andrew, chill. Andrew.
You just got to relax. That's all you got to do. Go.
Move. Oh, what move. The f***?
Hit down. Pause. Hit pause.
Yeah.
Moving down.
Hit pause. So you've got someone not resisting clearly. You got a cop choking him. We've all seen this where they kill somebody, pinning him down, and they're getting off on it. The other cop runs up. Another looks like a total wimp, runs like a fairy, and jumps on them. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. Jumping on people because you were a wimp your whole life, and now you get to play the part of Rambo. I mean, it just makes me sick because you never see a big, tough, mean-looking cop doing stuff like this. It's always these wimps. It's just because they're wimps. Police department should not be hiring wimps because wimps act like punks. Let's go back to these guys.
Move and die.
Move and die?
Here? And move again.
Move and die?
And move again.
Are you serious?
What the is your
get
problem?
Up. Get over here.
I'm just saying, man.
Sit down and shut the up. Sit down and shut the hey. Up.
What the
ain't nothing else.
There wasn't nothing necessary for you elbowing.
Listen to all these people talk.
No, that was his knee.
By the way, that's a minor.
Did you record that?
I got to record it.
I hope you recorded that because it's also a shut up.
Move so I can kick your move so I can
shut up.
All right.
Move so I can now you
hit pause again. Can you imagine the incredibly, and the police now admit the guy didn't resist and they're probably going to get rid of one of them or they're on suspension, but the point is, can you imagine if your ego wanting to dominate somebody chained up? Oh, that's really powerful. I mean, that guy must feel good all day doing that. Look, those people should not be having anyone under them at McDonald's who have attitudes like this. These are the type of cops you see all the time that hold people down until they suffocate. Let's finish up the video.
You up.
Shut the hell up.
You too. Move if you want to.
He's
98. Sure did. You got it on tape? Arnold, 654.
What? Got it right there, bro.
Move. You move.
What's up with Visa
Cassie?
You can turn the phone off, man.
It's not my phone.
Huh?
It's not my phone.
Okay, we'll turn it off. It's not gonna work out for you,
bud. That's enough.
Andrew.
That's enough.
He said all right.
Now, I mean, this is mild compared to a lot of the stuff we see, but I thought I'd play that, and then I thought I would integrate it in with shocker. Police officer defends the First Amendment. This is with Jason Burmes and crew at the Albany Airport, and they're way back from the scanners, and they've got the head, you know, of the airport authority there, who has the private contract, saying you can't tape here, it's our policy, this is our private building. No, it's paid for by taxpayers. That's why the TSA on their own site says you're allowed to film. They'll come over and say you're disrupting. He's got to laugh at him and go, listen, before you drama queen, the Supreme Court's ruled, it's all ruled, here's your own site. You know, we did this with the NSA a few weeks ago in San Antonio. They usually grab the cameras from the mainstream TV stations. They didn't do it to us because we go, here's the court suit you just lost in Maryland over this. And they're like, okay, well, you can go then. Again, we're the boss, not you. We're not all criminals, and then you're jail guards, and then we just give you money. Now let's go to this Albany sheriff's deputy who's told, get rid of him. The guy winks at him. He goes, I can't. And you can see the airport guy bow up to the cop. You know that cop's going to, they're going to try to get him in trouble. We got to follow this up. We've got to also stand behind good police. Because it's your job to protect my rights, not your job to have some bureaucrat tell you to arrest people. Here is the report from Albany.
I was just talking to the CEO of the airport.
Yep.
And he from what he relayed to me, he doesn't see a problem with you filming. Mm-hmm. Okay. He just has a problem with the handing out of flyers.
Well, that's the whole point of the campaign.
I understand that. And like I said, I would relay that information to you. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. And if you're,
We kind of have to hand out these flyers because I don't want to talk to everybody. What am I supposed to do? Read them off? You know, we're trying to be as least intrusive as possible.
Okay.
They're on their way up to a line. You know, they have the opportunity to read it there.
Right.
And again, I'm here to cover it, man. This is very important.
Will you come next door, please, and fill out a form?
I will not come next door and Philip okay. from. There's no.
You have your insurance policy.
There is no necessity.
No, you're videotaping commercially in the.
No,
terminal.
It's not commercial.
Well, you already told us it was going to be on the Drudge Report, so that's commercial.
No, actually, the Drudge Report is a news. It's a news aggregate.
Yeah.
Okay, so that.
All right, let's stop right there. Again, Drudge carries a lot of the stuff. So I don't know why they're bringing up Drudge Report, but obviously, you know, I'm sure they were asking what type of media is this on? Well, you know, TSA is being followed by the Drudge Report because I asked Permis about that, and they go on to say InfoWars. But the point here is that, again, Burmese used to work here a few years ago. He lives up in New York now. He shot this video, and he's sitting there, and the cop's saying, well, the CEO just said, please don't hand out flyers. Then this other guy, you know, who's the head of the airport operations, he's then saying, you have your insurance policy. And this is the new way all of this is going. That, oh, you want to walk down the street, you got to have an insurance policy. Oh, you got to have government health care insurance policy. This is how they're engaging in this tyranny. And we're going to skip this break because this is so important. Let's continue going back to this video. Here it is.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Okay. Yeah. Hit pause. Show you identification. Bag it up. Bag it up. Look at this sheriff's deputy. Can we clone this guy? He doesn't need to show you his identification. He's not doing anything suspicious. There's no probable cause. The courts have ruled over 1,000 times. There's no failure to ID, but they still arrest people for it. And here is this guy trying to henpeck at them, and they're down the escalator. They're not even up in the area trying to educate people about naked body scanners and their right to opt out and their right to film. But they want to just get us all in the airport, henpeck us, dominate us, and sell us on all this. But back it up, 10 seconds, the police officer saying, well, no, he doesn't have to give you his identification. This is amazing. Keep going.
Okay. I am Jason Burmese.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name.
I just told you my name.
Okay.
My name is Jason Burmese. B-E-R-M-A-S, sir.
I can't give you that.
Then pause. The guy winks at him and says, I'd like you to get it. I'd like you to, you know, get rid of them. I'd like you to get their IDs. Amazing. Keep going.
Give you that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
upstairs is now closed to all particular passengers.
Okay. All right. Just so you know.
Yep.
Okay. He's not doing anything wrong. Okay.
It's a pause. This is too incredible. Back it up again. Back it up. Back it up to the start. I'm going to just shut up and let it play, except maybe telling you who the players are. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot that part. That's in the article. TSA claims it's above the law. Where's the particular article on this that they did? I'll find the headline. I'll give it to you if you want to find the whole article and the whole video. There's like 14 minutes of it unedited. But what's incredible about all this is there it is, shock video, cop protects First Amendment, sheriff defends free speech, riots against airport official during opt-out campaign. So they shut down the entire upper deck. It was even in the news that airport shut down in Albany for hours. That was on the news that day. They just shut down the whole top of the upper deck of the airport so that people couldn't come down an escalator leaving the airport to get their luggage and be given a thing. I mean, that's the little power trip of these people in these zones, and they're going to expand these constitution zones out and out and out and out, as they're now doing to airports, then to the malls, then to the highways, then to the... Let's go back. Here it is. Here's the clip, starting from the beginning.
I was just talking to the CEO mm-hmm. of the airport,
yep.
And he, from what he relayed to me, mm-hmm. he doesn't see a problem with you filming, mm-hmm. okay? He just has a problem with the handing out of flyers.
Well, that's the whole point of the campaign, sir.
I understand that. And like I said, I would relay that information to uh-huh. you. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. And if you're,
we kind of have to hand out these flyers because I don't want to talk to everybody. What am I supposed to do? Read them off? You know, we're trying to be as least intrusive as possible.
Okay.
They're on their way up to a line. You know, they have the opportunity to read it there.
Right.
And again, you know, again, I'm here to cover it, man. This is very
important. Come next door, please, and fill out a form.
I will not come next door. Okay. There's no.
Do you have your insurance policy?
There is no.
No,
necessity.
You're videotaping commercially in the.
No,
terminal.
It's not commercial.
Well, you already told us it was going to be on the Drudge Report, so that's commercial.
No, actually, the Drudge Report is a news aggregate.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
we
means we're doing it for. I told you who I am.
Okay.
I am Jason Burmese.
Let me see your identification.
I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name.
I just told you my name.
Okay.
My name is Jason Burmese. B-E-R-M-A-S, sir.
I can't give it. I can't give you that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
upstairs is now closed to all particular passengers.
Okay. All right. Just so you know.
Yep.
Okay. He's not doing anything wrong. Okay. If I ask him for
authority guidelines, he is.
Oh, okay. As far as New York State penal law, CPL, and B&T law, he is not doing anything wrong. Okay. If I was to ask him for his identification, he does not have to give it to me because he's not doing anything wrong. Okay. And I cannot give you that information.
She's blocking our escalator over there. We want.
He's clearly not blocking
your escalator, sir.
Now you're kind of being ridiculous.
I'm waiting on a call back from. If you could just wait over there, please.
I can't help it. Back it up 10 seconds. The guy is getting in the police officer's face, the sheriff's deputy's face. He's clearly lording over him. He's getting back from the escalators. They're on the side of the escalators. They're not in front of him. It's all about this guy's power. This guy is lusting after pecking at people. Don't you get it, man? Move to North Korea! And I talked to Burmese because, again, everybody went out and did these opt-out day reportage, and I appreciated doing it. And they were asking, well, what's InfoWars? I think I've heard of that. Well, what's that? Well, where does that go? Well, sites like Drudge pick it up. Well, what's that mean? Oh, that's commercial. But, I mean, that just shows how they – that's why I've always said I'm First Amendment. I'm not entertainment. When you're out filming on the street and people come up to you, they're doing something, they say, you can't film. You don't have my permission. I'm like, well, I'm not filming a commercial for Hostess Cupcakes or Ding Dongs or Twinkies. I'm here covering this live event, so you're in a public place. And, man, I mean, that police officer knows. They can only demand your ID if there is some type of commission, something they believe that's been done wrong that they can cite in court. You can't just, oh, let me have that idea. Sure, we'll just put this in a database now and try to ruin your life because that guy wants to put Burmese on a no-fly list. Well, good. Put us all on it, scumbag. Absolutely make me want to throw up. Finish the video. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Back from. If you could just wait over there, please.
Oh, yeah. He tells him. Oh, I'm sorry. Hit pause. That's why I originally hit pause. I'm sorry. The guy's trying to tell him what to do. So the police officer is just finishing the interview. Says, go wait over here. Get out of the way to the guy. I mean, the guy is definitely trying to create an issue. Let's continue. Here it is.
If you could just wait over there, please. All right. Well, can you just not talk? Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. There's like 14 minutes of it up at InfoWars.com. But this is what we're talking about right here. And this is what it's all about. That police officer, if he has children, if he has a wife, these are their rights too. And let me tell you, people are now figuring out, you get rid of people's basic rights for little excuses, like, oh, they're getting in your way. It all goes, folks. You get rid of the foundation, it's all gone. The country will collapse into a third world cesspit. Because you know what makes countries third world? You can have countries with 3, 4, 5 times the resources the U.S. has who can't get their act together because they have no due process. No one can get a piece of property and know it's theirs. No one can have kids and not know they're going to be taken by the state. No one can start a business and know they're not going to be shaken down. I know so many people, everyone I know that tried to move to the third world who'd been successful here in the United States, started a business, got successful, got shaken down, paid the payments or didn't pay the payments either way, and they wanted more. And if we go this way, it's over. And I can't tell you how many times I see my own reporters when they go out being so polite to these people. And I guess that's good at a level, but I got busy last week. I'm going to go out this week or soon. The crew's got to make me. I'm going out to a federal building, too. I'm going to go down to the NSA, and I'm going to in San Antonio, and I'm going to go up to the Austin airport. I've just got to – next time I'm going somewhere, I'm going to do it. I was about to go somewhere last week, but didn't get around to it because of family issues. But the point is that I'm going to go up, and I'm just going to say, knock off the pity party. Knock off the drama queening. You know full well, on top of it, who I am. Do you know who I am? Yeah, we know who you are. So you're acting like we're causing a disturbance because I got a camera. You're causing the disturbance. Knock it off. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. You're disgusting. These people are a bunch of drama queens. briefly, if you want to support the broadcast, but more importantly, get a really high-quality water filter, gravity-fed stainless steel system with stainless steel spigot that blows away the competition. We're running it again until December 10th. We have the supplies to do it. 15% off the already lowest price on ProPure water filters from their traveler unit right through. No one can even get close to this. InfoWarsStore.com. Water 15. Just Water 15 at checkout. 15% off of your... we got a bunch of other water filtration products as well. All of it 15% off, but ProPure is the best. Got the Life Straw, all of it 15% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. And then all the books and videos and everything are there as well. And the new magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
I'm going
to
do some overdrive.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, we are live here on this Wednesday edition, 28th day of November, and I wanted to jam a few calls in here in overdrive, but briefly, I didn't even talk about this today. I'm not just saying this each new issue. I'm more proud each issue. This is our fourth issue. It is one of the best ways to wake people up. You can pay one-time fee of $59.95, and you get 12 issues delivered to your door or whoever's door you wish. That is shipping included, and more than half that cost is the shipping. An incredible way to wake people up, and it's now 60 pages, graphics, cartoons, the entire Ron Paul farewell address. First place I know of it being published, Ron Paul's farewell address. It reads even better than it sounded, and it starts on one page. It is a big poster in the middle, and then it has a whole other page on the back with Ron Paul's picture, poster size on that. I am so proud of InfoWars Magazine and the team and what they're doing. So I hope that everyone out there will go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com and get your subscription today. And also for your police department, for your local library, that's the best place, the library. A lot of people give subscriptions to libraries, so things will be there. I'd like to see all our listeners give a one-year gift subscription to the library. And I mean, I can't tell you how many people will end up reading this. It's got Obama on the cover. It says, "This man wants your guns." And he's got he's sitting in an armchair on top of the American flag. So just extremely, extremely powerful and very, very provocative. And we also sell these in bulk at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. And I'm hearing they're popping up everywhere. So good job for folks buying these in bulk. That's the most important thing, is to buy them in bulk at cost. At cost. I mean, what is it, like 10 of them for $14.95, 50 of them for 40 something, 100 for even less in the aggregate. So it's all right there. I guess they've gone up on the 10-pack to $19.95 because they cost more, because it's now on glossy and it's thick. That's 10 glossy magazines for $19.95. You can get 20 for $29.95, so that's the big, big discount there. It drops a lot. You can get 50 for $49.95. You can get 100 for $84.95. And, I mean, your Christmas shopping is done, folks. Give them a subscription or just give them one magazine, stocking stuffers. I'm just really proud of our news team, everybody here, the job they're doing. Let's just jam in Gary in New York. Gary, thanks for holding. Real quick, what's on your mind?
What's going on, Mr. Jones? My comment is kind of indirectly associated with the tyranny that we're under, but it has to do with the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world, per se, but I think there's multiple scenarios that might end the world as we know it. I call it the Hegelian dialectic 2012. The lease on the Federal Reserve, I believe, ends on December 21st.
Yeah, but they've said they're extending it. So, you know, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was going to say, because like Lindsey Williams always says, that these guys are think tanks. And besides returning war veterans, constitutionalists, libertarians, and people who are capable of critical thinking, one of their biggest enemies are Christians. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was some false flag EMP strike or an Al-Qaeda terrorist who trained...
Oh, no. I mean, the globalists could blow everything up with their Hadron Collider anytime. I just don't put stock that it's December 21st.
I don't either, but it wouldn't surprise me with all these false flag attacks over the history that, you know, they might do something kind of suspicious to create that type of fear.
And to create more superstition? Yeah, I mean, there's no telling. I think you're right. I'm not saying people are bad that think there's something in 2012. I'm just saying I don't think it's the end of the world. The Mayans didn't say that either. That's all I'm saying.
Right, and I agree with that. But the way that these evil elites think, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that occurred just to create the kind of fear that they want to ultimately take us all over as far as control goes.
Now, I hear you. Great point. Sorry to the other callers. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now with a lot of powerful info in the first hour with Paul Watson and the Manchurian Candidate. It's in mainstream news. More and more, James Holmes, the evidence is clear, is a Manchurian candidate to get our guns. And Obama is moving towards, outside of law, banning all your semi-autos. Get ready to turn those in or to resist.